What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInDeed.com studios with the Drew and Mike Show for Thursday, a beautiful day. Probably the best looking day of the year so far.
I know. It's such a great day to spend in a basement.
You know, I actually thought about going outside and sitting out. I don't know. It just seemed like I couldn't bring myself to do it. It just seemed, I can't fully enjoy it.
I was outside all morning with the girls, so.
I'm going to get into it. I'm going to go outside for at least, a half hour a day. I'm going to get a tan this year.
Oh, wow.
That's how I'm going to spend my coronavirus vacation.
I hope you get one of those tanned egos, too. That tan people have.
Oh.
Because they think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get too caught up in it all. Facebook Live is brought to you by Grogreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. Grogreen is buying 10 to 15 semi-trucks full of grow gear a week, every week. And they've got you covered with all major brands in stock, mills, ProMix Advanced Nutrients, Hortilux, Roots Organics, Mammoth Pea, and General Hydroponics. Great time to trot your green thumb, start your own home grow. Grow some green and relax during this stressful time. Curbside pickup available on phone and online orders. They're on M36 and Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com.
I was going to try my hand at growing some weed. Steven said he'd give me some of his seeds to get started.
And Mark is here, Trudy from Farmington Hills, Brandon from the casting couch room somewhere.
Yes.
And I'm going to try Facebook Live. I want to see more bodies on there than yesterday, I hope.
How's quarantine life, Trudy?
Pretty good, actually. I'm rehabilitating the gym downstairs. So.
Oh, really?
A big enterprise, yeah.
Zeus told me he ordered something online, and it was a lot bigger than he expected it to be.
And it's in 5 million pieces, too.
Oh, great. Well, he can put it together. He's got time.
What did he order?
It's a squat rack. I don't really know what that is. I can't picture it, but.
Did you get extra echo on it, since your microphone is extra echo today?
My microphone is echoey?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah. Is there a speaker? Sounds like there's a speaker up in the background, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
When it's somebody else besides me, it's funny.
Technology.
What did we spend? Just like another hour trying to mess around with Trudy because we've had this problem of her dropping out and coming back. And so Zoov's rearranged a bunch of stuff. He told me he dropped her board too, which I don't know if she can hear that or not. So everything was fine until we started. And now you're echoing. So I don't know.
Oh, great. Well. Maybe I can get on Tom's show, too.
Experimenting some technological differences.
Okay.
My favorite line.
We've got some pretty major news today. Bernie has dropped out of the Democratic for the Democratic nomination for president.
Slow down.
So it's Trump and Biden. Here we go.
Boy, is that going to be.
Can we have him run a 100-yard dash for it?
Yeah, well, didn't they want to do a push-up competition?
Well, Joe wanted to beat him up.
Well, I know you want to take him out behind the woodshed.
The woodshed.
High school.
Do people have woodsheds? Did they ever have woodsheds? Was that a common thing?
Sure.
Yeah, when you had to burn wood to keep your house warm, you had a woodshed.
I mean, in the 1800s?
Yeah, well, I mean, where else do you kick someone's ass?
I don't know, just the woodshed, it just sounds like a strange place to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, but
I want to kick their ass in public. If you knew you were going to kick their ass, why would you go behind the woodshed where nobody can see it?
Well, that's why, because you don't want to get caught.
Huh. You think I could take him in a fight?
You know, I see that fight.
Trump would wail on him, I think. I see
Biden being maybe the more clinical boxer, maybe more having more style. And Trump just like biting his leg. Trump just fighting really dirty and winning.
Yeah, probably.
You want to go?
And then denying it.
Linda Tripp died, which is significant.
Of coronavirus?
No. Her daughter came out to say, no, it was not coronavirus. So does that make everybody feel better? I don't know.
Boring.
Oh, well, sorry. Linda Tripp, it was the funny thing where I think because people liked Bill Clinton, it became, Linda Tripp, she's terrible.
Yeah.
you know, Bill Clinton, yeah, I support him, and I support Monica, but Linda Tripp, oh my God, is she terrible? It just seemed that she was the person, and Ken Starr, mm-hmm. who I think people who liked Bill Clinton gravitated to yell at and be upset at when he was banging Lewinsky. Because his approval rating, if you remember, it was like 65 to 70 the whole time. It was amazing. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, too. You know, Monica put something on Twitter, which was pretty classy, what she said, regardless of how I feel about her or whatever. It's a tough time for her family. I wish them well. You know, very nice thing. I'm just wondering, is Bill or Hillary, are they going to tweet anything about Linda Tripp's passing? Or
I apologize to everybody in the world.
Or Chelsea?
I don't think so.
What?
But, well, it seems with Bill Clinton, once you're on the outs, you are the enemy. You are done. Yeah. You are dead to him and dead to Hillary. And more dead to Hillary, probably. You're probably the most dead to Hillary.
I don't know why we didn't think about this. Ben on Facebook said, was she Clinton? Did Hillary just kill her?
Possibly.
It's a little too late.
Certainly.
That is a long game.
Yeah, the long game.
Wow. You know she's like that, though. She's definitely like that.
Yeah.
There's some other news today that I think is exciting. I'm putting this way up at the top because it made me laugh. Harry and Meghan.
What? What's to restart the counter?
First of all, Harry is telling people he feels like Meghan plus one in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, he's lost all status now. It's all about Meghan.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
And they had set up this foundation 2 days ago, which really angered Brits because Boris Johnson was so sick. And they thought, well, that's just so tacky. Well, it turns out the link the foundation put out links you to Kanye West's gold digger.
What?
Yes. That's in the Daily Mail today.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I just thought it was utterly hilarious.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
How funny is that?
So you're saying Harry did it?
Maybe. I don't know who did it.
That's
pretty funny, though.
Really funny.
Rebecca Black of Friday.
Yeah, terrible song.
Is a lesbian. She just came out today.
Nice.
I'm not sure why, but fine with me.
Why would she come out today?
She looks great now, too.
She does. She looks fantastic. Why does she have to get hotter and all of a sudden decide to tell us she's a lesbian? Did she essentially get hotter on purpose in order to, and now that she's narrowing down her romantic potential paramours?
I would think she always was lesbian and she just happened to get hotter now so she can get more chicks and now she can really explore her lesbianism.
All those chicks didn't know. And so I feel like she maybe got hotter before she lets all the chicks that she's eligible for know that she's a lesbian. I don't know. I think she came out at her hottest.
Oh yeah, no, I don't blame her for that. Good,
and that's so huge. You should always come out at your hottest.
When she came out, did she also say that she's dating someone, or is it like I'm available, ladies? Send your snatch.
She had just ended a romantic relationship.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. So she's doing both.
Yeah, she's looking for some nice. Some badge picks.
Good, good for her. It's
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Oh, this stupid song.
Well, this is why we know who she is.
Why do I get this song mixed up with Call Me Maybe all the time? You know how I get those two people in songs?
Let's go sniff out some beef.
Always mixed up. Who does Call Me Maybe?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Are they equally insignificant to people?
I think
I've done that in my head in order to show people what I think of both of them, which is, not, I mean, I don't hate them. I just don't think they're important enough to remember.
I've done the Neither. Same thing, but I think Carly Rae has more of a credible career, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's a little more memorable.
Call it that in air quotes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm not,
definitely.
You know, I'm not a big fan. She has other hit songs besides Call Me Maybe?
She did a really annoying one with another group. I can't even remember the group.
Well, I think the main thing is that she had a record deal in which Rebecca Black just released a song based on, you know, they put that money and threw it out themselves.
That's
I'm pretty
true.
Sure. She didn't have a full length album.
No, and the guy.
Oh, we got to give her props then.
Well, except that
record deal.
Except that the guy that rapped in the Friday song took all the money. That guy.
Now, how did that happen? That's ridiculous.
She was 16.
She doesn't have parents?
No. They didn't know what she was doing.
All right, we're giving both of them way too much time now. did anybody hear? This is such a weird story. Did anybody catch this business of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis and the girls are all. They're all quarantining together.
Yep, and today Bruce cut her hair.
Bruce shaved.
Yeah, neat.
Was it Rumor's hair?
One of the idiots, yeah.
Okay, and then the two girls post topless. It's what? I think it'd be so hot to post topless after my dad shaves my head.
Did Bruce take the picture?
Probably.
Where's that picture at? Did you see it?
I think he disrobed them. He helped him disrobe.
Where's that picture at?
I don't know. Am I out of my mind? Is this story fake? It just sounded so stupid. It was like so gross.
No, they love being topless. Don't you remember Rumor parading around in Toronto without her top on?
Like, I know, but
Here I am.
But doing it right after your dad shaves your head makes it weird.
I think she's going to be topless anyway. It's circumstantial that he just happened to shave her head.
Yeah. It's just being reported like the two events are related.
Well, they are.
They want to do something with their dad right before they went topless. That's how it felt to me.
Oh, my God. Apparently, she's topless all over the place.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she worth seeing topless?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she's not even topless. She's got her hands over her boobs.
I knew it. I absolutely
knew it. Fake news.
It's probably Bruce's hand on there coming from behind. You see a little hair clipper in his hand over her boob. Why does that make me so happy?
Oh, it's weird.
Why did I just make myself
being Bruce isn't hard? Easy.
Oh, here's the other one. Is this Rumor? Oh, this is dumb.
Is Bruce holding her boob? Is she got his hands on her boob?
She's got her arms crossed.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
Jeez, I hate people.
Also, this really broke my heart. Kelly Ripka was crying on TV today.
Why?
Because her children will not hug her.
Gay. Fucking shit.
And personally, I don't think her kids should hug her because isn't she doing stuff?
Yeah.
This is Kelly.
Yeah.
Does she go into ABC like the GMA people do?
I honestly, I don't watch the show. I have no idea.
Do we want to see Kelly Ripa cry? I feel like I should just watch her cry. For no other reason to find out if she's an ugly crier, which she probably, I think she is. I think she's going to be a really ugly crier.
Do we have the show or no? Do you record Kelly?
I would assume her crying is probably everywhere because she cries.
She cries out.
I mean, it was actually news. But why, I feel like this is something where the world's going, oh, isn't it great? She cried. I got to watch her more. Doesn't seem like the effect it has.
Oh, yeah, it's a publicity stunt, yeah. It's a big look
People
at me.
People are calling it the Elric effect because he got emotional yesterday.
He got very choked up. New Soul of Detroit out right now. Go download it. Help him out. He's going to cry next week if you don't download it. That should be his threat.
Damn it, I forgot to share this.
I haven't shared it yet either because I'm waiting for him to do it.
Can you guys share to somebody?
Oh, you mean the Facebook Live?
Yeah.
I don't have any friends. Oh. Share.
Should be sharing this thing like crazy.
I just shared it, I think.
Who cares?
Share. let's see. Okay, no luck with the crying Kelly Ripa.
I'm on it. Maybe because that one daughter has big boobs and she wants a hug from those big boobs. Doesn't her daughter have
her daughter has a gigantic
rack.
It's weird because Kelly Ripa is not really busty.
Wait a sec. Apparently she's cried a shitload of times.
Will be today because her kids won't hug her.
I know it will be today, but it's kind of hard to weed through all this.
But problem. I would think it'd be good for her kids not to hug her.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one daughter does. She's got the biggest
rack.
Oh my God. I mean, it's
she's 18 now.
It's so big that when she was on the show, all anyone said, I mean, even the most asexual people were going, oh my God, look at her tits. Am I wrong?
No. So
no.
They're that big. I mean, they were just that big.
Is that Lola? Lola Consuelos?
Yeah. Did you know what they were talking about that got her choked up?
She can't hug her kids. She can't hug her.
They were talking about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And how families can watch it together.
No. Today?
Yeah, you know that show's back, right?
Oh, so it's in a plug. So that's beautiful. Every time people go to see her cry like we just did, we hear the plug. Oh, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back on. That's great. What time? 8 o'clock central. No,
she is at home, so why can't she hug them? I mean, I hug my kids all the time, and I come here. They're so getting it.
It's a bigger non-story than I even thought.
Yeah, no, I think her people put.
Well,
this
can
out.
We play it so I can?
Yeah, if I can find it.
If at least I can decide if she's faking, maybe.
See, that's what's going on right now because there's no real good news with coronavirus shutting everything down and So now all our stories are, hey, Don Lemon cried the other night. Kelly Ripa cried yesterday. Lola Consuelos has a massive rack, which she does, by the way. She's going to be a star.
You think so? Is she pretty?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Her mom is, I mean, Kelly Ripa is very pretty. Yeah, I thought her mom was prettier than she was.
The only problem with Kelly Ripa is that she, like, works out too much and she's too thin.
I know. And remember when her husband got all weird about, he posts something about her and Simpson, like, hey, where's everybody raving about my wife's body?
yes.
Come on, I want everybody to tell me how much you want to fuck my wife. That's how I get up. I mean, wasn't that weird?
He's a total cuck.
Who wants to fuck my wife? Hey, how about we do that at 8 o'clock Central Time?
I can see.
Want to fuck my wife? There's something wrong with you. Look at that picture again.
I can see them being swingers. I just feel and like they would be.
Yeah.
People were body shaming her for being too thin.
She is too thin.
She is thin. She's really thin.
Oh, my God. They want me to watch the whole show? I'm not watching the whole show. Okay, I'll work on it. I'll find it. It's going to take me forever. It's nice to know that the Kelly and Ryan show have made videos very easy to find online.
I'm amazed by that.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I would think that'd be so damn easy to find.
Thank you very much.
Are you guys excited? I mean, I don't want anybody to choke up and cry about anything, but are you guys interested in the return of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Jimmy Kimmel?
I mean, families can gather. Interested.
Yeah.
I like all things Jimmy.
You know who's on there tonight, right?
Regis.
Oh, he is?
Oh, it's debuting tonight?
Is Lola Consuelos on there?
No.
Is that what that whole thing was about? Because I'm interested in figuring out whatever she's on.
They should just have I think they're going to have just a silhouette of her in the upper left-hand corner.
No, Will Forte is on tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully, that is cool.
Hopefully brilliant, so he should do well.
Yeah.
All right, now, I want to say this is the big news of the day. I mean, of course, Leonard Tripp dying is, in historical terms, is a relatively big deal. Mm-hmm. But Tom Brady was on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I would never, ever think that this could happen. But
it's a new Howard, though.
Yeah, it's a different Howard, to many people's chagrin. And Tom Brady, it turns out, is a fan of Howard. He listens to him. I would have never thought Tom Brady would listen to him. I would think he'd be listening to some local sports show.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because Tom's that boring?
Yeah, a little bit. He's kind of boring.
He's very boring.
But, you know, honestly, I like him. And the more I listen to him, dawning on me that this guy, he's a little bit of a modern-day Al Kaline almost.
Really?
It's hard, you know, other than making out with his 10-year-old son and a couple things.
He's the best player in league history.
Well, yeah,
we call him Young Tom Brady.
But they're
I don't think Al Kaline had a Nixon hat in his locker room.
I don't think so either. But, you know, we wouldn't have known if he did.
True.
I don't know. I just couldn't help. Every time, as I listened to Tom Brady for about the
first. I like Ike. He had a pin.
After about a half an hour of Tom Brady, I realized that certain guys like him, I can just tell they have good parents. Just from the way they talk and their value system. And he is all about. Because when he said that he loved Howard's show, I thought, I was going to say, why would he like Howard's show? It would seem like almost too out there for square Tom Brady.
He's still a guy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But he's talked about partying in high school. That he used to, you know, get stoned, smoke a little weed, yeah, and drink a little. And then he said he stopped because he felt he was letting his dad down. And then talked about how his dad was planning to be a priest. He ended up starting his own business. Yeah. But I think he was being totally sincere. I bought it. I thought it was a good interview, and I wouldn't have thought it was because Howard doesn't know shit about sports, but I thought he did a nice job because maybe Brady was off his guard a little bit.
I got a little distracted because they originally had him on Zoom or a teleconferencing thing, and it kept dropping out.
Yeah, uh-huh. I just listened to it on the Sirius app. But anyway, what Brady said he likes about Howard is his work ethic, that the show's very prepared, and that there's all these people involved in the teamwork, which is really true. I couldn't agree with him more. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the reasons why it's a good show. But
it's a weird reason that would for it to be either his number one reason for liking the show. It's kind of weird.
I don't think he was joking. I think he was serious. Well,
I think he's serious. That is one of the reasons to like the show. But would that be the first thing?
No, I wouldn't think so. But when you think of Tom Brady and Howard Stern, I mean, did anyone want to win more than Howard Stern when it comes to, the king of all media? I mean, he was relentless.
No, it makes
and
total
Tom
sense.
Brady is relentless.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting, the stuff he was saying about, never wanting to be married or have a family because he didn't want to get in the way of his football career. Which I don't know. It's just really interesting. And then he went, oops, he got knocked up Bridget Moynihan or Monahan, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
The actress that nobody knows.
Well, she's not really an actress.
She was in iRobot with Will Smith.
Bloop.
Oh, okay.
Something else that was really funny about the interview, I thought, was that Brady revealed that he met Howard in 2002, which is right before he won. Didn't he win a Super Bowl in 2003?
I thought, wasn't 01 the first
one? Did he win 01? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was not, he was a big deal, but not that big deal. And he said Howard big timed him.
That's great.
I know. And Howard, I could tell you, Howard wouldn't know who the fuck he was. Oh, he's a quarterback. Yeah, whatever. He would not have known him everyone knows Tom Brady now. But at that time, yeah, I could see him not knowing who he was. But I thought it was a really good interview. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, from what I heard, it was good. Tom Brady and I, we're kind of like brothers. There's something that we have in common.
What's that?
You're both good at football.
Towards the end of the interview, he was talking about the injury that he got to his downstairs where one of his testicles blew up to the size of an orange.
Oh, wow. And then did he have 1 week of ice, 1 week of heat, and then it went until there was nothing. Boys, you always wear a cup.
Poof.
I didn't know that happened to you.
Trudy did it with her hand. That happened to my coach.
That happened to you, Brandon?
Told the story every year.
Yeah, except mine was a little bit more embarrassing. His was an NFL game, and they just treated it like another injury, and he wasn't called any names for it. What happened with me is I got injured, and one of the nurses happened to call it a swollen testicle disorder.
Oh, my God. A nurse had to look at a school nurse had to look.
STD.
Yeah, and so people were picking up on the STD. And so it spread around that Brandon has STDs because I had a swollen testicle disorder.
Why did they call you Big Ball Brandon? Like Big Baller Brand.
These nuts!
Yeah, so Tom Brady and I are basically the same.
That was
testes. Testes. One, two, three.
It's funny how, you always make fun of, even if you respect them, there's always some behind the scenes making fun of coaches, teachers, whatever it might be. And the one testicle thing was something that ran through all the classes year in, year out. Because he always told that story about, boys, you always, 1 week of ice, 1 week of heat, and then nothing. Almost like blowing up a high five the way he did. Like, nothing.
Boom. Yeah.
Boys, you always wear a cup. And it was a speech. I heard it four times. And no, I heard it in the summer, too, because we had summer varsity. So I probably heard that speech six times. And everyone who's ever played baseball there knew that speech. And I'm thinking now that it also appeared that he had one testicle.
What?
Yeah, he shouldn't shower with the team. So, it's weird.
Sounds like he was grooming you guys.
But I don't know.
Just saying.
I don't know if I'm making that up in my head or if I swear to God, I'm seeing like one. It's too weird.
We had a kid in our class. His name was Abel, and he had one testicle. So, gee, what do you think his nickname became? It's so, isn't it so obvious? No, anyone?
Abel?
A-Ball. Yeah, that just became his nickname. Good dude. Wow.
Now, kids are quicker with good nicknames, I think.
It's so easy. Oy, oy, oy.
So
today, was there anything else from Brady that was,
It was a long, long interview. I didn't even get to finish it, and I probably will later. But one thing he said that I really love this because I never understand when people talk about their legacy. It makes me crazy.
Sure.
I mean, just a Hulk. I just want to Hulk out.
Especially when they have none.
Yeah, usually there isn't much legacy. I think the more you talk about a legacy, the less you have one.
Exactly, yeah.
But Howard was asking him about, staying with the Patriots. That did he feel that, going to play for another team? And it is a really odd thing. And would it tarnish his legacy? And Brady said that he's never thought about his legacy. It's never even crossed his mind. And I couldn't agree with him more. Like, what the hell? Nobody can take away. He's won 5, 6 Super Bowls. Who can take? You can't take that away.
How good a coach is Belichick?
Can't do that.
What if he has a terrible, terrible season?
I know that would be a little weird. Well, if they even play. I mean, God, are they going to play football this year? It's, yeah, that's starting to worry me. Yeah. He can send it real long. It's so great to watch him throw. Thank God for that injury to Drew Bledsoe. Because ever since then, Tom's been on a run. Watching him play. So
I'm in contact with Matt, by the way.
Yes.
To do another live virtual concert.
Ah.
And I asked him, I said, hey, we recently stumbled across your sports songs. We love them, and we really admire the fact that they're at least all 10 years old. And he said, when he wrote back, he said, it seemed every time he wrote a song about a guy, he got traded. So he stopped doing them. But if anybody wants to hear anything in particular from Matt, let me know. We need to put together some bit of a set list.
Hey, is anybody watching the old games they're playing on MLB or, I mean, all kinds of the sports networks are playing stuff?
Well, I got a message from a very excited Denny McClain who said, turn on Major League Baseball Network right now. I'm pitching.
Why does he sound like that?
Yeah, game six was on last night.
And did you?
I did watch some of it.
You watched it?
Yeah. You know what's weird about it is that Harry Carey's doing the game for the Cardinals.
Oh,
and
really?
He's very coherent. He sounds like he's a younger Harry Carey.
Let me ask you this. Did they show old commercials or did they?
No, they did not.
So on YouTube, when I was looking up Al Kaline highlights and watching a lot of them, they had, you know, game five, game six, game seven in its entirety with the commercials.
And it's, well, that'd be kind of cool. I'd like
really,
to watch that.
It's really kind of cool to watch the old spots. Yeah.
How old are they?
How old are what? The
well, that's
what
era, 1968.
Yeah.
Game six.
So like cigarette commercials and stuff like that too?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there were a couple car commercials. Yeah. It was kind of interesting. Wow. I don't know. I thought it was neat.
And I was watching some of the games from the 72 playoffs against Oakland, which is weird. Tigers lost. So, I mean, how often do Tiger fans watch those games? But sheer boredom will lead you to do many things. Anyway, I couldn't get over how smooth Al Kaline was. He's so, especially in right field. Anytime the ball hits right field, it's just like, you know, he's got it.
Really?
See, yeah, I never saw really him smooth. Play. He throws, his arm is just incredible. He's got just a beautiful, accurate arm. I mean, baseball players, right fielders, I don't think in the course of one game you usually appreciate what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, knowing who he is now, of course, he was almost 34 in 68. But he still looked like a great player. He had a great series. He had 379. He had 11 hits, which I don't think many guys have had more than 11 hits in a World Series. But moving on to some different numbers, there were some polls today that I thought were pretty interesting. But first, our friends at Zot Auto Group and DealsInAD.com are lending a helping hand. They've got parts, service, and body shops are considered essential. Zot Automotive is proud to assist you with your needs. They've got pickup and delivery service from three locations, Zot Ford in Holly, Zot Dodge Ram in Highland, Zot Toyota in Waterford. And Zot Ford can do warranty on all Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Zot Dodge Ram can do warranty work on all Dodge Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles, and Zot Toyota can work on Toyotas. All three locations can do general repair on any make and model. Plus, Zot Toyota's body shop is an authorized repair facility for most major insurance companies and can do body repairs on all makes and models. So while things are crazy, keep that in mind. And then there is Adam! If you're a man facing divorce, or a man deciding he's facing divorce,
yeah,
thinking about it, are you dreading the next few weeks / months / I don't know how long with your wife during the coronavirus?
I agree with my wife.
You might need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open. They're here to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. We have anybody for the Hall Financial
Hotline? Lawyer.
not really, man. I'm just striking out looking up all kinds of people.
Did you guys hear about the 103-year-old lady in Norton Shores, Michigan?
No.
She lived through two pandemics. She's actually...
Oh, that's right. Well, she doesn't... She does not... Too. She can't say she remembers 1918.
No, that's true. No.
Don't even try it, lady.
She might. I'd like to call her just to threaten her.
How old would she have been?
Because she's been one. Because yeah, she's born in 17, I guess. If she's 103,
but didn't it go on for 3 years? Maybe she remembers the end of it.
No. If I call her, I'm warning her. Don't even try Don't try to pull that bullshit, lady.
What if she just starts making up whopper stories, Brian Williams type stories?
That's what I'm trying to stop.
It was terrible.
I was so sick. I was on my deathbed for 2 years.
I met the president.
Her name is Aurel Borgensen, in case you're going to...
Aurel Borgensen?
Aurel Borgensen.
The only interest I have is either in threatening her if she overstates it, or to try and do everything I could to make her exaggerate how much she remembers and then bust her at the end.
Well, yeah. That's the way to go. Nothing like setting up a 103-year-old to destroy her.
Oh, it's terrible.
I think we should. I don't know. Why not? Maybe she has a great message for all of us in these trying times.
Old bag with old bag titties.
Hey.
I'm sure she does.
And her name is Oral.
20 for Oral.
There is a poll today on president because, first of all, now that Joe Biden is officially the candidate.
Have you seen Trump's approval rating lately?
It's 45.
It's not moving, which I find to be utterly amazing because the rally around the flag where the whole country is supposed to come together to fight one enemy just isn't existing right now.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it exists.
And nothing shows that more than what's going on with his approval rating.
You know what's weird, though? They had approval ratings for other people like Cuomo.
Yeah.
His was 59. What does he have to do? What more could he possibly do?
Oh, he could stay off his brother's show. That would probably help his approval rating.
Well, I just believe that 41% are probably not Democrats or...
I know, but still, I think he's doing a pretty damn good
job.
No,
I think he's doing a good job, too, but I would have expected him to do more than 59%.
He had a pretty bad, like, there was kind of a bad rap. He wasn't very personable before all of this, so... Definitely the softer Cuomo. So.
And I've definitely seen some articles that are kind of going against him for things that he's done in the past and saying that the moves that he made in the past basically made the hospitals unprepared. So there is pushback.
I don't think there's anyone that doesn't get pushed back on. It's almost incredible. And I watched him, and I'm not a fan or anything, but I have to admit, I think he's been shown good leadership.
Maybe the people
probably didn't do everything he could have done, but who did? In fact... Today, there was a story this morning about we should have known in November. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, what if in December or January, the president said, all right, everybody stay home.
Well, it's not about that. It's about being prepared and having, you know, enough ventilators, masks, PPEs, all
but
that
I mean,
other stuff.
Social distancing is what really works.
Really works, yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking... It seems that every country is going through this now where it's not really that big a deal here. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, it's kind of a big deal. And then,
people would have freaked out.
How do you tell people to socially distance when there is nothing here yet?
Do you think
you're sort of waiting for it to get here?
Do you think it hurts? I know he's kind of reshaped this. He's like, hey, I'm being a cheerleader for the country about how he was handling it in the beginning. Like, hey, this is a serious threat. We're evaluating. And would that have gone further than just the virus? It'll go away.
Probably. I'm sure it probably would. I don't know. I mean, I just was thinking about, you know, if somebody had announced in November last year that, oh, my God, this is a pandemic. It's terrible. Here's what you got to do. I just think a lot of people would have said, first of all, there's the conspiracy people right off the bat.
Probably, yeah.
There's the doubters. You have the Dr. Drews who are actually credible doubters.
But if you say that, it wouldn't have been that long. But starting in January, like this might happen. February might happen. Come March and it happens and the whole nation does it. Would we be open right now?
Yeah, we would. And by the way, they wouldn't be social distancing. They would be working on a test and distributing a test so that they could find the people who had it in the beginning and quarantine them instead of quarantining the entire country.
We could have been better prepared.
I'm trying to say, what was his name? Dave Navarro?
All right. his treaty expert, right?
Every story I read, though, and it talks about... The people that knew, it was previously in December, now it's November, but they always make it sound like they just like, bah, blew it off. Just like, nah, and they did nothing. And I don't know, did anybody do anything? Did everyone simply blow it off that knew?
Well, it certainly sounds like the federal executive branch kind of blew it off.
But he's not the only one that knew.
But he's the president.
Oh, yeah, of course. Did somebody go, holy shit, this is serious, and he's not paying enough attention, so I'm going to do this, or, you know, I mean, it's not like there's a law. We certainly are allowed to have dissent in this country.
Well, as Trudy mentioned, Dave Navarro, his trade expert, did write a memo, and the thinking is, that guy would not have written a memo if he didn't think he was being listened to. In other words, he was telling people, and they weren't listening, so he put it down on paper officially. That's kind of frightening.
And kind of the attitude was, well, okay, what do we do now? And everybody sort of shrugged because there's no cohesiveness and there was nobody in charge of the whole damn thing.
Well, that's what Brandon was talking about. Cuomo was getting kind of the same thing. I think he turned down ventilators in 2018 and he, you know, and I'm like, kind of like, you know, really?
Well, there were a lot of people that said this is coming. This is going to come eventually.
I got to tell you, I watched the news a lot. I don't remember a lot of people saying a lot about it.
Netflix had a whole documentary like 6 months ago called Pandemic, and all those people were talking about it coming up. I mean, they did.
As a person who watches the media, I didn't hear much about it. I don't know. Did you guys hear? I don't know what I don't read that would have let me into some.
Well,
if you read general.
But it's not about what the media is covering. It's about how the CDC is preparing.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying nobody was really talking about it. You said Netflix had a documentary or, you know, that people were talking about it. I just don't remember people talking about it.
All right. I'm not
trying to excuse anyone from blame or from doing more than they should have done. I'm just saying it's sort of like in 2008. After the stock market went down 37% or whatever, I recall people saying, oh, yeah, well, with all these, you know, mortgages, they get stacked and they get blah, blah. And I'm like, nobody said this before this happened. I don't remember anyone saying, boy, you better watch the stock market because.
I
heard a lot of people saying that after the fact, but I sure didn't hear them before it.
The people that are in the field of watching pandemics knew. I mean, it was big enough when the Ebola thing happened for Obama to create that whole worldwide communication grid to fight a pandemic.
And send U.S. troops there to help contain it as well. So there was a plan back then.
The CDC.
Cut it off at the pass where it was.
I do think the whole thing about Trump abolishing it is a little over. It's a little simplified that he abolished that office. But, you know, there was a lot of pullback on stuff.
That's right.
That. I mean, look, it's all hindsight. Hey,
there's plenty of time to blame people, and I'm sure all the blame will be fully meted out.
I just hope after this, maybe when we're done in a year, that we can start stockpiling this shit again.
Right. Well, GM just signed that big contract today. What was it, $55 million?
Yeah, with the feds.
Yeah.
To make ventilators, but...
Well, it's interesting. There's a story about somebody making ventilators. I want to say in 2013 or 14, and a bunch of ventilators sitting in a warehouse, and somebody doing a story on what the fuck are all these stupid ventilators doing here? Yeah. I mean, if you're over prepared, you'll get ragged on. Sure. If you're under prepared, I mean, it's very easy to be a Monday morning quarterback.
It's that whole thing where government's your enemy until you need a friend. You don't want them spending that money until they need to spend the money.
I still don't understand why getting masks. That just blows my mind.
I'm glad you brought that up. I got a text from somebody. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name. A listener.
Just with all the ambitious, creative people that we have who make things or who make things happen. And we have so many of those people. You would have just thought somebody. What if somehow, in fact, I was on Twitter.
I have your answer.
I was on Twitter Saturday, and Jim Irsay, yeah. The owner of the cult, said, I've procured 10,000 masks, and I'm giving them to, and I'm like, why can Jim Irsay get 10,000 masks?
I mean, stockpiling them?
Where?
No, he procured them, he said.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he probably paid a lot of money and bought them.
I'm sure he did.
That was the other thing, too. There's this weird story, and I don't know the truth is because I can't remember what governor was complaining about it, that the stuff coming over from China is going to private companies where then selling them to states as opposed to going straight to the federal government and being dispersed. Here's your answer about the masks.
Hey, we're all in this together, though.
Fake! You and Drew have been talking about why can't masks be cranked out. Well, I don't know if you remember, but blah, 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 blah. This company is an FDA-certified food and medical facility. We're currently making cloth masks with a pocket for N95 equivalent inserts. So are you Dreamweavering yet?
No.
Oh, so the insert can be removed and the mask can be washed. U of M wants 1,000 a day starting next week, along with many other healthcare systems. But back to the problem. Years ago, most of the mills that make the material were closed because of price wars with China.
China.
We literally have almost no cloth here, and everyone is fighting over the little material that is around. We found a shop near Columbus, Ohio, that has some, and we have as many as we can get material for on order. I'll let
that's,
you know.
This China! This is why it was making me crazy with this. We need masks! We need masks! I mean, from every corner of the country. We need masks! I never heard anybody say, you know what? We can't get cloth to make masks. How do we get cloth? I mean, you would think there'd be a little more than, we need masks, and we have plenty of masks, and we're doling. I mean, it's like, it just was the most ridiculous conversation. Or somebody could say, boy, it's hard to get cloth these days because of blah, 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 and, you know, here's what we're doing.
I had a big
one. I mean, it just seems like we could act faster than we acted. Because when were people first saying there weren't enough masks? Probably, what, 3 weeks ago?
Doesn't that go back to, and I know it's a whole, you know, state versus federal government, but doesn't that go back to a coordinated effort?
Yeah, that way.
By FEMA or whomever?
Well, FEMA, CDC, Health and Human Services, all those guys. Nobody knew who was the person who was supposed to be calling the shots.
And who do we hear the least from right now? The CDC and FEMA.
Well, Dr. Fauci has an 80% approval rating.
Yeah, but he's not part of either of those.
Stupid government.
I had a,
I will say there are some states that seem to be responding in a lesser fashion than other states. And I don't know
to that point, you
really explain that. But, I mean, there are people running states.
So one of the first states to really close down things. Remember when we told Andy Dick that San Francisco was shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's right when it happened. That seems like forever ago. So, and Louisiana just raged on.
Yep.
So Louisiana has, this is the last time I checked, 582 deaths amongst a population of 4.6 million. California's population of 39 million has 430 deaths.
Well, Washington was all over it. Washington got on it quick, and I think California was shortly behind them.
So shouldn't everything have just been, all right, everyone, you're taking a three-week vacation right now. We have no flights.
We have nine states that are open. Nine states out of 50.
I had
that's 18% that are saying, pandemic.
Coronavirus!
Watching, I think it was during his press conference where Trump said he's sending 200 respirators to England.
200?
Yeah, I was like, wait, keep those here. Why are we sending those to the UK? I know they asked for them, but yeah, keep them here.
You know, the UK aren't on my dashboard for some reason. What's the what are the UK stats right now? Because I like seeing the stats. It's interesting, and hopefully, you know, if you look at Italy, you see the curve bending and going down, and you know, it just feels like a little tiny victory every morning when I look at it.
And I know we're looking back in hindsight and looking at some of the things we should have missed, but for me, I'm just thinking ahead and what's going to happen in the next few weeks, because we're going to have to see people not pay their rent, not pay their utilities. How are companies going to react to that?
One third of people have not paid April rent yet.
Yeah.
1 million retail jobs disappeared in the last 10 days. 55% believe we are in a recession, and 54% believe it will be worse than 2008.
Well, it's, I don't know about that.
I mean, again,
no, I know they feel that way.
Most
of the talking heads, the economists don't necessarily feel that way. I mean, it is a recession, but is it going to be worse than
08? I can't imagine this is going to be easy for a lot of people. I think it's going to be very difficult. But hey, maybe they'll just print a lot of money and give it to everybody and it'll all be good. Biden, no.
They can, though. That's the point of the Fed.
Well, I'm still waiting for my $1,200. Thank you.
Yeah.
So are a lot of people.
And I want my auto insurance to contact me to say that they're going to like send me a...
Why don't they just print? Why don't they just print $5,000 and give it to everybody if it's that easy?
They could, as long as people.
Why don't they?
As long as people don't buy goods and use it on bills.
Biden leads Trump 49-41 in the latest poll, and they did reference Biden leading in with the independents 44-35. The previous poll, which was I think a month earlier, was 52-41. Joe Biden led. CNN had a poll about Trump's handling of the executive branch, I guess, at present.
You are fake news.
48% approved, 52% disapproved.
Wrong.
And actually, his approved numbers were up from 41%. His disapproved numbers were also up from 48%, but 48-52. Federal government approval, 55% disapprove of the job the federal government's doing, 41% approve.
That's a little unfair.
And Monmouth poll had also the same, about the same numbers on Trump, 46% approve of the job he's doing under the circumstances, and 49% disapprove.
So, and to answer a UK question, it's really interesting. Nobody can seem to get a good number on how many people in the UK have died.
I'm seeing a number of 7,000.
Yeah, it's all
not disclosing some of the numbers possibly there.
Well, the same thing's happening in New York, too. If you just die in your home, it doesn't count as coronavirus unless you test positive. So, you know, but isn't that the same for everybody? So does it really matter?
And how do they, but how do they determine people that get the coronavirus and die, you know, if they're 86 years old and they, you know, basically a lot of things would have taken them down. Is that really to say the coronavirus killed them?
Yeah. But I mean, I think that would be undercounted, be it in New York or London or Detroit.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not paying more than, or if you are paying even close to 4% on your mortgage, if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, then I don't know how you haven't made a call to someone to talk about refinancing your house. One idea would be to call Hall Financial. I hope if you call someone, you give them a shot. They got over 1,200 five-star reviews. They've been averaging 10 days from start to finish on our listeners. And that's over the last few months at Hall Financial. 19 days is their overall average. 44 days is what it takes the other guys. Saving money is smart. So why not try to see if you can get your rate down and save money for the next 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, whatever it is. Most people are not that far into a mortgage. Quite often, people change houses. So a lot of homeowners need to reduce rates, shorten their term, eliminate PMI, and some people want to find some cash, some liquidity. Now wouldn't be a bad time to call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike, or click the link on our website. If it makes sense for you at all, call David Hall Mortgage, or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. And make sure to tell them we sent you. David Hall or Hall Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. And Trudy, did you get the new info from Dr. Roach?
I did, man. They're talking about this body contouring and they are all over it. Evolve, Body Tight, Fat Transfer, and 360 Lipo. When this all blows over, if you're looking for a brand new body, you want to just, it'd be a smoke show.
Yeah.
This is the time to, show up and talk about it with them. A consultation is something you can phone in right now. You can talk about some of the things that maybe you'd like to get done when we're on the other side of this, like, you know, get rid of some of that cellulite. And there's always the COVID-19 15. Did you guys hear about that phenomenon?
Oh, putting on 15 pounds. Yeah. I think it's a real thing. I mean, everyone's staying at home and ordering food and
Everybody wants to eat comfort too. I mean, they claim Cheetos and combos and Reese's
sounds
are
delicious.
Huge now.
Oh my God. My 15's gonna be 50.
Yeah. And they can ship stuff too, 10% off their medical grade skincare, their CBD products, all of that through the end of April, 4/30. God, I can't wait for the end of April. 20% off this CBD products and 10% off medical grade skincare at Dr. Roach, DrRoCHDRO. Oh boy. DrRoCHD.com or call them at 248-338-1110.
Wait! I can read it.
Is that it?
That is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Evolve, though. That's the thing. That's everybody who got 15 pounds. You can take it right off afterward with that process. That's really, I keep looking in the mirror going, I want that now, but you can't get it now. So,
Going back to Louisiana, did you guys see that pastor of the Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge?
I've seen many stories. Which pastor is this now?
This is that great guy that is still going to hold services for Easter with people coming in. I think he had 1,000 people for Palm Sunday. And he said, hey, people die. It's a sacrifice for God.
Yeah.
He said
he can't make that decision for people who aren't in his congregation, though. That guy needs to, they need to send him to prison.
It's a position of leadership in a way. You would hope that maybe he would realize that, and maybe his congregation might believe what he says, and by allowing people to come on Easter, that they think everything's okay when it's not. He said people that can prefer tyranny over freedom do not deserve freedom.
That dude's dying ASAP.
That's an effed up argument. You know, I'm kind of on Drew's side about tattooing people now. I think they need to be tattooed on the face if they go to those things.
You can see. Well, it's easy to see them that way.
Yeah.
I hate to say this and be this brash. Not
for Germany.
Or you know, this broad brush, but I feel like anyone who is going to, is it Tony Spell?
Yeah, that's what we're just
anyone
talking about.
Going to his services in these giant crowds is really not very bright. Just not very bright. Because you can believe what you want to believe in terms of religion, but that doesn't mean you have to go there. You could do it online, and if you were considering your risk level, you would. If you have older relatives or you've got kids, you wouldn't want to give them the coronavirus. Why would you listen to this jerk?
You just don't think you're going to catch it.
Fucking idiot.
Back during the bubonic plague and, you know, 1300s and stuff like that, the churches were always like, we have to... It's penitence or penitence that we have to, you know, show penitence and get together and whip each other. And then they would give each other the plague and it would, you know.
It worked out great. I mean, the plague.
Got anger.
Yeah. You know, plague was fine. Nobody really died. So what's the big deal?
Only a third of the Earth's population.
This plague doesn't scare me.
It's really asinine. I don't know. People are selfish and they just want to do what they want to do, I suppose.
You know, that's how the plague started back in the day. It's from a little disgusting bird bath in someone's backyard that rats made sex to birds in it and created a whole new type of AIDS.
Do we have boner line today?
No, I'm hoping to have it ready by tomorrow. Have a ton of calls.
What's taking so long?
What are people calling? Yeah, I was going to say, well, you must be really stacked up with work over there.
I really am, actually. Surprisingly enough, no filter has gotten much harder.
Is that the personal pile or the work pile?
And I also have been trying to do a lot of work that you requested, Drew, via email. So I did complete that, and that'll be something for tomorrow, too. The boner line, though, I have probably an hour and a half worth of stuff.
That's the show, the Drew and Mike show, old show.
It's very time-consuming.
I do admire the fact that you just threw no filter under the bus. That was pretty cool.
It's gotten difficult. I mean, I wish I could be there and do the shows, but unfortunately I can't, and you have to do it. Then there's file transfers, and there's just a lot of new stuff here that's slowing some things down.
Well, Drew's stuff has been slowing down no filter. The internet here.
Well, that's...
I know, now it's on me. That. I know. Hey, I got your answer about the UK. This is from the John Hopkins site. 61,000 cases, 7,100 deaths.
I would think it'd be more than that.
Well, remember, these are
They only have 60 million people, so.
These are a little under. And you asked about Norway yesterday. 6,000 cases, 100 deaths. Finland, 2,000 cases, 2,400 cases, 40 deaths. And then Sweden, you know, they're leading the pack, right?
Yeah.
With their no closing anything. 8,400 cases, 687 deaths.
I just don't understand why they wouldn't have more deaths. But that's not that big a place. Now, if you take the UK, they may down the road, sure. If you take the UK, it's 60 million people, and you multiply it by 6.5, which is our population, they got like 50,000 deaths. That's a lot.
That's crazy, yeah. Fun times.
What's Boris Johnson's status, by the way?
He's still in critical.
Really?
But he doesn't need a ventilator.
Well, it sounds like the minute you're on a ventilator, it's probably over.
Cooked, yeah.
Which,
So why all this noise about making ventilators?
I know. Get into that, but why bother?
Hey, if it saves one life, right?
There was a very interesting story today. I just couldn't get enough of this story. I couldn't stop reading it. It's about this billion-dollar skyscraper in Manhattan. Its location is absolutely primo. The only problem was it wasn't very wide, you know, and skyscrapers are usually pretty wide.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
No, it just seems like oops.
Oh, well, no, not so much oops, but it just wasn't, you know, it had, you know, they were planning on going really high. In fact, it is the world's second largest residential skyscraper. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how many feet, 1,300 feet or something amazing.
Are all the expensive condos owned by Chinese people that don't live there?
Well, no. Nobody lives there because they just were putting it up, and they're just wrapping it up. They've sold everything in the building from prices ranging. Every floor is a condo.
Wow, cool.
I know. Some sell for $59 million.
Whoa.
The lowest, the cheapest one, I think, was 15.5 million. Maybe that's half a floor.
At least.
But it is the second tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere. Each apartment is an entire floor. It's also the slimmest building of its type in the world. It's only 60 feet wide. But because of where it is, it has incredible views of Central Park, of, you know, the kind of views in New York that you want to see.
What's the name of this building? I want to see that. I want to see
it's
this.
At 111 West 57th Street. It's a little narrow little...
Yeah, it's in prime real estate, but yeah, it had a little, it was a little odd because it was narrow, but they've, I mean, I looked at some of the rooms in the apartments. They're beautiful. I mean, the condos are incredible and the views are incredible and all that, but
wouldn't
here's
it
the
take
thing.
You an hour from walking into the doors to get to the top floor?
Oh, you mean like the elevator ride?
I mean, it's so tall.
Wouldn't take you that long, would it?
No, I mean, I've taken the Hancock one and the Sears Tower. It's pretty quick. It's fairly quick. I mean, it is a little longer than you would, you know, you want to be in an elevator.
But. Look, can I just say, I'm looking at a picture. It looks really stupid, by the way. It's too skinny.
Yeah.
Don't you think it looks dumb?
It looks cool.
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
Cool, yeah. Wait till the wind blows. You're going to snap it in half.
Well, they had to spend a lot of money on that. It's a very heavy building. I think it said it's the heaviest building in the world because you know, they had to account for the swayage.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's very safe. The problem is it's not done, and it's supposed to be done in the next couple weeks, and there's no work going on. And if it isn't done in a couple weeks... All these people are free and clear of their deals.
Oh.
So they are going to have a $1.45 billion building with no tenants. And the reason it's so bizarre is because, you know, normally people go, well, yeah, of course, I still want to live there. But people are thinking, oh, what's going to happen to the real estate market when this is over? And so it sounds to me like these people are going to opt out. They're just going to opt out. And they can either, at that point, they can negotiate for a lower price if they, you know, figure, well, we've got people that want to be in the building at least, or it'll just go back on the market. I don't, you
if
know.
If you're paying $15 million to $40 million for a condo, does this economic stoppage hurt you that bad?
I wouldn't think so, unless, you know, the value of what you bought is cut in half the minute you buy it.
Well, I haven't been this hard to say goodbye to a house since Hugh Laurie died. But we must. So many memories.
I mean, when you're spending,
don't get me wrong,
you're spending $59 million, there are some pretty nice places you can live.
Yeah, no, and if they can get a deal on it by opting out and then renegotiating, of course you would.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
So that's, you know.
Wow. That building is stupid looking.
Those rooms are amazing looking.
Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot of people, you know, by the time this is over, and when I say this, I don't know, I mean people really getting back to normal and moving again, you'd think there'd be sort of a pent-up housing demand because there'd be a lot of houses just shoved on the market.
Yeah, and all these people getting divorced, too.
To live. So, I don't know. Yeah. Dennis Quaid... There's a story about Dennis today. He's got a new podcast.
Oh boy.
The Denisonce.
It's so bad. I love it.
I kind of liked
that's
it, too.
That's a great name.
The Dennis Quaid podcast. And he was getting a lot of shit today because he said he thinks Trump is doing a good job. Not on his podcast. He said there's an interview about his podcast, which starts April the 8th. What's the date today?
Today's the 8th, isn't it?
Oh, today's the 8th? Because I kind of want to listen
to it. That's right.
Because I think he's going to talk a lot about the 70s and the 80s and the crazy, crazy days of Hollywood.
Cocaine-fueled Jeep rides?
Yes. And he did say in the interviews that movies at that time had budgets for cocaine.
Oh, cool.
They didn't think it was very harmful, so he took full advantage of it. And then in 1990, June, he did go to rehab, and he's doesn't use cocaine anymore. I was like to drink a little bit. They also asked him about Randy Quaid.
Oh, yeah. Really gone off the deep end.
Yeah, he acknowledged that it's all Randy. He acknowledged that it's all very weird, the social media stuff that comes out and some of the other things, and he doesn't talk to him. He says, I love him. He's my brother, and I'm predicting a comeback for him, but I'm really kind of worried. I don't know what's going on.
So, Randy, you want me to give you a hand job in the bathroom?
He also...
That's sort of minimized what Randy's head is like. I'm worried about him.
Well, I mean, it's so messy. What, you know, to me, it just seems like he lost his mind.
He did, yeah. And then, well, doesn't his, isn't his he wife? Nude and his wife nude?
Yeah, they did a porno.
Ugh.
No, it was like, what? I think I watched it for 10 seconds just because I could.
The Denisons, the Denisons, the busiest in the biz.
Yeah!
You do know who it is. It's Dennis Quaid.
Now,
better than Biden's.
It's only 16 minutes.
Hey, I am Jared Goodsat, the
16 minutes? What?
And I'm here with my partner, Renaissance Man, and now Denisons Man, Dennis Quaid.
Ah. Those are my titles, right?
Those are amongst many, and this is a special episode of the Denisons, the episode before the episode that explains why.
Great. Well, I don't want to listen to
that. Well, that's not doesn't really debut on the 8th, then. The trailer is on the 8th.
But, well, they already had a trailer on March 18th, so.
Oh, so they have a second trailer.
That was a minute 46.
It's quite a show.
When does Biden put out a new one? I can't wait to listen to the next Joe Biden
podcast. There's supposed to be two a week.
What's the name of that stupid thing?
Here's the deal. It's so ridiculous.
Nope, there's not a new one yet.
They also, of course, asked Dennis the obligatory question about his 26-year-old fiance. Nice. A bit of an age gap, 39 years, to which he said, hey, it's no big deal, and her family's fine with it. So, which makes me think that her family is probably very poor, and they just smell dollars. Everyone thinks it's all going to just, like, the trickle-down theory of getting married to an old Hollywood star.
Nice.
What else could it be?
But they're just going to say, well,
you couldn't be. You could not be fine with that. No one could be fine with
that. What if you're a big Dennis Quaid fan? Be fine with it.
That's really weird.
Does the website for Dennis Quaid's wedding registry, when you click on it, does it redirect to Gold Digger?
I don't believe it does. God, that's a great song.
That is a great song.
You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Drew. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but here we're helping you load up on Manscaped products, including that bull trimmer.
Yeah,
which people,
great trimmer.
You know, when we started advertising this, people did respond and say, hey, this thing is everything they say it was. It's pretty good.
You're not fooling anybody. Everybody's shaving everything. Their face, their balls. Their pubes, their chest.
These nuts!
So maybe
they're not bald, but they're at least trimming it.
Maybe it would help your relationship out during this quarantine. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you for jumping on the train with Manscaped.
Fucking shit.
It used to be sort of a metrosexual kind of thing. It's pretty mainstream now.
You have to now, yeah.
Manscaped. Use the promo code. Well, it's not actually a promo code. It's
a checkout code.
You'll see where you can use the code. Drew. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with a new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof, cordless, body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine, including the that deodorant and moisturizer for your anti-chafing thing for your pools. Put deodorant on your armpits. So why aren't you putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? I think there's a smellier part of your
My
body.
My butt?
Personally?
Yeah.
Not sure I'm
your butthole?
Okay with that copy.
Maybe you can shave your butthole, too.
But the bottom line is get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at Manscaped.
I mean, you could.
Manscaped.com. That's where you go. And we also have a lot of people, you know, I hope people are using the Amazon portal. We probably haven't talked about it enough.
Yeah, we have not.
If everybody was using the Amazon portal, we would just retire. Because that would be so much. Can you imagine how much money that would be?
We need to update your favorite things, too. Mm.
What are your favorite coronavirus things?
I wanted to watch the Andromeda Strain last night, and I didn't.
What have you bought? You don't buy anything. That's what's weird.
I really haven't.
You should put toilet paper on your favorite things.
There was a story about toilet paper today, and it said that people And the reason there's this run on toilet paper is because people are using it at home. They're only dumping at home. So they're using more, better toilet paper. So two-ply toilet paper is in great demand, unlike when you shit at work and you don't get the best toilet paper. So there.
That's really interesting.
Our donation bar.
Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that thin toilet paper.
There's nothing worse than thin toilet paper, is there?
No.
I mean, that's just terrible. But then all these people that are at home with all that toilet paper.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once.
Well, I even saw a commercial from, I believe, a plumber who basically just said, during these times, stop flushing disinfectant wipes. You know, they're begging people not to clog because they're going to get overwhelmed, too.
Who flushes disinfectant wipes?
Oh, there's a lot of people that put incredible things down a toilet. Just like
I know. People who think that coronavirus needs to exit their house by way of the toilet.
Oh, God. Just put it in your trash can.
Yeah, because I was telling Doug that I got shop towels from AutoZone, and he goes, you can't flush those down the toilet. And I'm thinking, you flush paper towels?
He does.
Oh, my God.
Nice outing.
I don't know.
I broke the bathroom. We ran out of teepee, so I had to use my shirt. Well, long story short, turns out that pipes are not BVT compatible, FYI.
I shit like my brains out into it, right? I came at this thing like an animal, man. And then I took a bunch of toilet paper. I jammed it in there so it won't flush. It won't flush.
Carry on. Sorry.
I just wanted to thank people for using the donate bar. And we got some, I mean, really helpful donations in March. And we're still getting some in April, which is great. In fact,
it's huge.
Let's see. James Belanger. Thank you, James Belanger. $200.
Wow. Was he in one of those condos in that skinny building?
I guess so. Jeez. He's got a lot of money to spend because he's getting out of it.
Thank you.
And then Peter Rogers, he's got one of the $15 million ones. he donated $120.
Wow.
Raymond Sebastian, $120. $100 from Kenneth Navarre. Jeff March, $50. $50 from Daniel Shelton. $300. From Christine.
Really?
Wow.
Did she write a note or anything?
Chick's got some bucks. Christine, let's see. Drew My Podcast rocks. Thank you for continuing the podcast to bring daily enjoyment to each day. Being able to listen each morning as I did pre-COVID brings a feeling of normalcy during a very not normal time. Stay safe. Stay well. Well, thank you, Christine. Hmm. She must be massively successful.
Yeah, massively.
She's if she isn't,
we want
she's
our money back, butthole.
She's completely reimaged herself.
She sounds hot.
Anyone making a $300 donation sounds hot. Michael Lang, thank you for the $50. Wait, $500 from Gregory Pirro. Now that guy's just increased his hotness level too.
Maybe we shouldn't name him. People are going to show up to his house.
Oh, note to cover staff electric water bill increase so they can wash a towel load once a week after single use.
Hey,
do not tell Greta Thunberg.
Hey,
somebody else made a very specific financial request. I think it was our stone skipper.
There's another one here, too. Brian Blumline up in Alpena donated $248, and he wrote, I still got to work, and you guys are essential services. Hope this helps. Later, fart faces.
And, Brian, do you even know what you did to beat off the shark?
That's so huge, though, man.
Jonathan, let's see.
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Boaz. Okay. Hey, guys, and Trudy. We know she doesn't check email, so probably just guys. You don't check your email, Trudy? Is that true?
I do check my email. I see it every day. It pops up.
Okay.
It does.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Drew at Drew and Mike Podcast. Mark, M-A-R-C, at Drew and Mike Podcast. Trudy at Drew and Mike Podcast. Brandon at Drew and Mike Podcast. All emails hopefully are being read if you send them. Anyway, Jonathan sent this thing. Hey, guys, and Trudy, I've always been meaning to become a recurring donor. Never got around to it. And with the sponsors drying up, I finally got around to it while working, quote unquote, from home. Here's a breakdown of how the $20 is to be spent monthly.
Oh.
$5 for general show expenses, overhead salaries, green room, pizza, etc. $5 to wet the Ocho's beak to get these coveted sponsorship and licensing opportunities. It's an investment to grow the brand. Yeah, he must be from the stone skipping. That's who Jonathan is.
Let's do it.
$5 to help fund the Brandon McAfee once again antivirus pleasure cruise. May a couple appreciated. And $5 to keep a forensic accountant on retainer. Expect is enough to cover the accounting of his receiving these $5. Boom, pays for itself. Wow. I'll say thanks. Keep with a great show, Jonathan.
Sweet. Really? Hey, what are going on with all those cruise ships?
I don't know. I bet you there's one leaving right now.
Why isn't Brandon?
He's taking
it
off.
Let me check. I'm going to check. I'm going to check cruising.me because they have a real-time map of cruise ships.
Hey, by the way, I just checked my email and I got a thank you from Jim O'Donnell. So I do check my email.
What's the date on that email?
It's at 6:05 today. And he's just thanking, you know, the podcast for what it is. How cool we are.
In parentheses, what is the number next to your inbox?
Brandon. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Here's Mark sent this. Say, do you like the abbreviation it came up with? Coronavirus and COVID-19 are too long. C-19 is easier to say. So what's going to happen when all this is done? Any wild speculation or predictions? Here's a couple thoughts. All generations will remember to save for a rainy day. Because people are saving, the economy is going to suck and we'll be in a recession for another year or so. There will be a wave of bankruptcies causing new legislation to help everyone. The new legislation will be too hard to access, pissing off everyone. Trump loses, leading the Democratic candidate to win. Based on our current health care system, Congress will pass a universal health care system similar to other countries. And finally, Carol Baskin is prosecuted for the murder of her husband. And there was the Joe Exotic's niece, for some reason, just decided to break her silence today.
There's a fun generational
story. Popping off all over the place. Joe Exotic's niece, and you know, I was thinking like an 11-year-old,
like Jim Price Jr.
She probably had a G.I. Joe and a Barbie or something, you know, and she's just passing.
Wasn't
along
it the niece that was in the documentary?
Yeah, she's 57. Anyway, she says he's 100 times worse than what we saw.
Oh, that girl looked like 25.
I think she's 57. I think that's what it said. Did you know his first husband died of AIDS, by the way? In 2001?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Joe Exotic had a first husband. And he's hot for a Joe Exotic husband.
Julie asked me, she goes, why does Joe Exotic have to be married? He's always married. And I just said, because he needs to love someone.
But why doesn't he marry gay people?
Well,
why does he marry straight guys on meth?
I think he likes to hunt.
I think
hunt.
That's a real fundamental problem with those marriages.
That was her follow-up question. Is, how does he even get these guys? And I said, drugs and money? And he's very charismatic. Plus, he's got the curls.
It's amazing to think that someone's charismatic to make a straight person marry them to do meth.
You haven't met him yet.
That's charismatic. He's got a 38-year-old son, too.
What?
Yeah.
Why wasn't that guy in the documentary?
I don't know.
What's he doing? He
sees him sporadically, I guess.
Is he gay?
Hey, how does he have a son? I don't know. He's banging a chick, apparently, at some point.
Wouldn't you want to hear from her?
Yeah.
Before he became Joe Exotic?
Exactly.
I did see the photo of him when he was a police chief, and it's really funny looking seeing that guy in that role.
Very strange.
A police chief?
Wait, who was a police chief?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
What?
Yeah.
My God, this documentary should have been 30 hours long.
He also sold baby tigers illegally. Yeah. He froze dead tiger cubs, apparently for taxidermy purposes. He liked filming his sex partners, having sex with other dudes, and occasionally would jump in.
You like what you see, huh?
Would she see the videos of him banging his partners?
Do you picture him jumping in like Bob Crane?
Yes, kind of. And he has a video collection of people performing sex acts on animals.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she said he shot 5 darts into a mother monkey so he could pry the baby from its arms.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just business.
Also sprayed a tiger with the fire extinguisher because it didn't react to him how he wanted it to react.
It's Joe Exotic's world. We're just living in it.
Great guy.
Did you hear who made comment about Joe Exotic and thought his 22-year jail term was too long?
Trump?
Junior.
Oh, Trump Jr. did?
Donald Trump Jr., yeah. He said the lengthy sentence was too aggressive, and he joked that he would even consider lobbying for him to be released.
Oh, come on.
What? If the world needs anything when COVID-19 is done, it's more Joe Exotic, so let him out.
He will help us be entertained, I guess.
How angry do you think Stephen Avery is that that Joe Exotic came around and stole all of his Netflix thunder?
He is so jealous. Stephen Avery, God, that was the funniest thing I read about his girlfriend, who he just bossed around. And I mean, she finally realized, like, why am I taking all this shit off this idiot murderer who's sitting in prison? What the fuck? Yep. And she said also that he just talked to chicks constantly.
Man, the things we'll do for a piece of tail, huh, Steve?
He did nothing but talk to chicks and solicit nude photos and on and on and on. That's all he did all day. And sign things for people, too.
Wow.
And ask for money.
But I bet that's died down, and all those people that were writing to him are writing to Joe Exotic. He's probably fuming.
He probably is, because he sounded like he was such an asshole. Oh, my God. Avery, just sounded like the worst.
He's also a murderer.
Yeah, he is.
At least Joe Exotic never murdered a human. He tried to.
I need to do a mea culpa on that, too, because
what?
When that first came out, I thought Stephen Avery was innocent. And then the more you read into everything, it's like, you know what? I don't know. There's just too much.
How far in are we?
You really thought he was innocent?
Well, the way that the original documentary presented it.
But it's a documentary, Brandon.
Did you say 117?
Yes, I did, yeah.
What? Are you sure the clocks didn't stop? Did the electricity go out?
We can stop.
I didn't know it.
You want to stop?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay.
That's weird.
Okay. That's one of the comments on Facebook. What time, how far in are we?
That's about 35 calls on the boner line.
I think that needs to be on the next t-shirt. I'm the next t-shirt to say, how far in are we?
Oh, that's a great t-shirt.
Did you see John Cusack, what he's pushing now?
Let me guess, he's mad about something.
Here, I'll just give you that story. You can read it.
This is a big story.
Okay. Actor John Cusack is the latest Hollywood star to jump on off-the-wall conspiracy theories, railing about the alleged dangers of powerful new 5G networks, which some claim weaken human immunity, making people more susceptible to COVID-19.
Now, do you know about that? You were taking your poop break yesterday, Brandon and I were talking about. Do you know about this conspiracy theory? Alex Jones is really pushing it.
I have heard a bit about it, but just in a nutshell so people understand it.
Brandon, go ahead.
In a nutshell, 5G is supposed to be coming out soon. It is obviously an upgrade from 4G, which was an upgrade from 3G. This makes your cell phone go very fast. It makes your smartphone download tons of stuff. You can watch television from your phone. We can do everything.
Who cares about a little lost immunity if it goes faster?
I kind of agree with you. And in China and their manufacturing.
Immunity important or something? Come on.
China is way ahead of us and our telecom companies in the production of 5G.
So currently,
Huawei specifically,
there is an effort to crank out all these towers of 5G, and you'll see a lot of the phones that you buy will even mention 5G, blah, blah, blah. So Wuhan, China, just so happened to be the very first major city in the entire world that was fully implemented with the 5G towers. And some people think that there is a coincidence that Wuhan and the coronavirus and 5G are all kind of tied in together. Since then, we've had Woody Harrelson, Alex Jones, we've had John Cusack, a couple other people. Wasn't there a singer or something?
MIA.
Mm-hmm. Not the MIA. Most credible list.
What are you talking about? They're all actors, Drew.
And Woody Harrelson and John Cusack were in 2012 together, which was a movie about the end of the world.
Wow.
That was a great movie.
The science has been crystal clear.
Well, he
that
clearly
movie
knows a lot about
sucked.
The end of the world.
How many times did they fly off on an airplane right as the ground beneath them?
I know. And is it when he's driving that limousine, too? It's like every time he passed something, the earth would just open up and swallow everything but his limo.
Is that the movie or is it San Andreas where I watched it over and over because it's so funny when the earth is splitting up and you see the subway come out of the tunnel and launch and just go,
how cool is that?
Into the abyss.
That's San Andreas with the rock. Yeah, that's a good movie, too.
Well,
I love
anyway, John Cusack is quite convinced this 5G will be proven to be very bad for people's health. I got sources in the scientific community and medical, he claimed Tuesday, angrily calling his critics just dumb and fucking sheep. I love when people have some ridiculous theory and they call anyone who doesn't believe it sheep.
What is the theory and the science behind that?
Cusack never specified the dangers he fears, but his attack came amid a growing conspiracy linking the network with the global spread of the coronavirus. Woody Harrelson, MIA, some of the celebrities who pushed the theories, which claim the network started in Wuhan. Radiation from the power of new technology weakens the immune system, making people more susceptible to the bug, while others believe it is the cause of the coronavirus.
So Alex Jones, when he was ranting about this thing, he's got quite a bit of videos on it, because, of course, he's ahead of the curve when it comes down to the craziest stuff that the globalists are trying to do to kill us. So he ended up having this video of a doctor who is explaining kind of the maps and how they overlap and how the new 5G signal is going to change our cells, and how if you look at the coronavirus and where it's hit the hardest, that is where the 5G towers are. So in other countries, we've actually seen people burn down these towers in the last couple of weeks.
What countries?
In the UK, specifically.
Was it UK or was it Australia?
The ones I saw were in the UK.
Well, then they shouldn't be getting too much coronavirus in. Should go down.
Right? I don't know if you guys knew this, but did you guys know that China controls the World Health Organization?
That's right.
It's China-centric.
That was on my show today.
They're also a part of the Bilderberg group. They're eating babies.
And while you're there, buy some Wintersun Plus vitamin D for only $39.95.
Is there a
fucking clown?
Is there a brief video of Alex Jones explaining this? I'd love to watch it.
There is. In fact, the first couple minutes are actually really good. Let me find it real quick on this computer.
Okay. Oh, somebody sent me a great video.
You're going to convince a lot of people, Brandon.
Actually, it was Brandon. The UFO video, the guys in Detroit. Did you see it, Mark?
Yeah.
Why don't you play
I didn't
that,
watch the whole thing.
It's pretty powerful. These guys see clearly unidentified flying objects, and the narrator is very curious about coronavirus. He feels it's something forcing us to stay at home has got to be due to something besides this coronavirus, and he sees it right in his phone.
You sent that today, right?
Yes.
I can't find it. Oh, balls.
You need 5G.
Oh, here it is. UFOs. Okay, you title it. All right, here we go. I got it. By the way, he could have turned his phone to landscape. Just saying.
Yes, he could have.
Look at this shit. What the fuck? This is why they want us to stay in the house. This is why the fuck they want us to stay in the fucking house, nigga. It ain't the coronavirus.
Wait, what? What are the N-word?
It ain't the radiation, nigga. It's this. What the fuck is this? What is this?
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
This? Hold on. What is
that's
this?
A good question.
What is this?
It's an orange thing with a line down the middle.
The
well, no, look, Drew, look how many there are. It's like a whole fleet of unidentified flying objects.
I'm maybe mystified as he is.
Maybe it's a bunch of drones.
Wait, where's the rest of the audio?
What's going on? They're not airplanes. They doing formations and shit. Like, what's going on? For real.
The play-by-play is incredible.
Explain to me, man. What's going on, man? Like, this shit crazy right now. What the fuck? Like, what the?
I can't see it. The light disappeared.
What is them? What is that? They're not stars either.
He's trying to get the driver to watch.
Wouldn't it be great if these guys did the news every night?
I think it'd be different. It would probably be more entertaining.
Like, you don't tell them
spurts.
You don't tell them the story. You just roll video.
Just roll the video.
And disappearing, literally from vanishing, disappearing. Like, they turning off their shit. They were just doing formations and shit, dog.
Formation.
That shit crazy.
That's because you caught them.
What is that,
dog? What's that bright thing?
I love the effect of keeping the radio on the car.
Look at this shit, y'all. Watch these bitches vent. Oh, there they go. Two of them disappearing right now. Two of them disappearing right now.
Not the orange thing.
Disappearing right now. Oh, you see it, babe? You see it? Now watch this one. Watch this one. It's disappearing right now. It's disappearing right now. Watch this shit.
What is that thing,
watch
Mark?
This shit.
I don't know.
This
it's shit, not disappearing, though.
No helicopters. Not no droids. It's not none of that shit.
You watch.
It's definitely an unidentified flying object.
Disappear before your
I don't know if that means they're aliens or the government doing
anything. Stop again before it happens. Them bitches was doing formations, nigga. And all the other ones is gone. The other two that was clearly in the sky.
We need to pull that drop, Brandon.
You don't see a star. You don't see a nothing. Just this one left. And watch this bitch disappear.
Watch this bitch disappear. There's another good one.
What a great sentence that
was. 10 seconds. It's about to disappear.
Yeah, you've been saying that for the last minute. It's about 10 seconds.
There it go.
Oh.
There it goes.
There it goes.
There it goes.
There he called
it. You're going to tell me it's a helicopter, right?
Not really.
You're going to tell me it's a... Gone.
Motherfucker, gone.
You still see it. Gone.
Whoa.
Gone.
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 Yeah, gone.
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 Gone. Can WADL hire them? They'd be great on a show.
All right, so here's a little bit of Alex.
It's a fact, and you can lay the maps. We'll do next segment. The areas that have 5G and the areas that have all the disease, and it's even in the studies that that's what it does. It
Pause
kills
it for a sec.
You. And the system.
The areas that have
well, we've
most...
got to have a tower here then.
Wouldn't that be just a place where there's a lot of people?
Yes.
It's the correlation. Yeah,
that would be... It could be coincidental. It's true.
This is the thing I love about Alex.
How big is Wuhan?
How he just states something goes, it's been proven. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth, Mark.
Knows this and is doing it.
Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation.
Sure.
So that, okay, interestingly, great, they live a little bit longer and sicker. We are electrical beings, and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was.
China.
Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks. The likes of
Where's
which
Alex
humankind
Jones?
Has never
I'm,
seen.
I'm running a clip right
and
now.
And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you. But this is something that is unprecedented.
We are an advanced species, though, but at a very primitive level right now. And everyone is understanding this, and this information is spreading right now. And the good news is there's a global awakening, and we're going to beat this together. But the 5G is the extermination grid of you and your family, and
Whoa.
It will kill you.
Well,
wow.
I mean, it's clear as day.
Wow. But it will also enable you to watch all yeah. your favorite sports on your phone with Lots no of lag and, whatsoever.
And all those stocks will go way up. So you might be dead, but you'll be rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So will the globalists, Drew.
What are the globalists doing to keep their immunity up?
They're surrounding themselves with money.
And they buy my products.
they got a lot of liquid silver.
I wonder what Jim Baker is selling these days. Do we have a good recent Jim Baker video?
I can look it up, yeah.
Bakes!
I'm trying to look up that doctor. I kind of, don't you just want to know where that doctor, like what he does?
I know, he probably didn't even go to medical school. He probably has an associate's degree, or he's like two credits shy of his associate's.
Listen to this. 1916, emergence of radio waves. 1918, Spanish flu. 2003, 3G was introduced. 2003, SARS. 2009, 4G's introduced. 2009, swine flu. I mean, come on, it's clear.
Yes. Okay.
What's, okay.
The science has been crystal clear.
Bakes up, too.
Yeah, that's how I was looking.
If you're looking for Bakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, while you're looking for Bakes, I was going to mention that John Prine died.
Yeah.
And he was kind of the songwriter's songwriter. A folky, 73. He looked about 83, though, I swear. He looked 73 going on 90, I
Beat
think.
Beat cancer twice.
I know. And he did write some funny songs. I remember John Prine because back in the dark ages, when I was on WVVV in the morning, I want to say this is like 83 or so, we used to have this guy named Louis Canode who was on, and Louis is an old guy. He had a trading post.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to swap shop on the, and I think they simulcast it on the AM and the FM because it was so popular with the Christiansburg people. You know, it was a pretty rural area. And then Lewis had his trading post so you could, you know, do the same thing over there. But Lewis sold the station, sold his own show, and occasionally even stumbled into buys with the rock and roll part of the station, which was after Lewis was off the air. Huh. So anyway, I would come in at, 5:30 or so, and around, I'd be wandering around getting ready for the show, and, you know, Lewis could see me outside the window, and Lewis who, I'm going to hit you up with some John Prine here, and because he played a lot of John Prine. And then ABC Network News, of course, he never backtimed correctly into the news either. It'd always be the middle of the fucking song, and then do-do-do! This is Doug Limerick with ABC News.
With a new music bed underneath. That's really funny.
But he would say, hang on, those rock and roll kids are coming in.
Jeez, that's adorable.
I know, it's pretty funny.
That's how cute.
Lewis was, and Lewis did really well. I mean, he sold the shit, especially out of the AM. So what said people convinced that the AM was better than the FM?
Why do you think of him with John Prine?
Because he played John Prine.
Oh, okay.
He would play bluegrass. I mean, kind of a strange format from 4 to 6 a.m., yeah. Bluegrass and whatever Lewis Canode feels like playing, and then rock and roll the rest of the day. But
it's a great format.
Those early risers, a lot of early risers.
What's Canode up to now? Do you know?
I don't think he's with us. Oh, really? I'd be really surprised.
He's with John Prine now.
He probably is being reunited with John Prine. But yeah, he used to play, what was that song? I think it's When I Get to Heaven.
Oh,
it's actually not a bad song.
When I Get to Heaven, you know, it's funny. The news is all over When I Get to Heaven because it was the last track on his last album.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's not a bad track.
That's pretty cool, actually. Here it is.
Well, if that's his last album, that couldn't be what Lewis played.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
Get it?
And then I'm gonna get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long.
Wow,
I'm gonna
good
kiss
for
that
you.
Pretty girl on the tilt the world. Cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business.
God's like, don't drag me into this.
I'm in that club called the Tree of Forgiveness. And forgive everybody ever done me any harm.
You know, it might be the same song, Drew. He might have just re-recorded it. And it almost sounded like a live version.
I don't know that many John Prine songs. I just know he used to play John Prine on his bluegrass show, which doesn't even fit the format. But Lewis Canode knew what Lewis Canode was doing.
And it worked.
I should Google Lewis Canode. I wonder if he even comes up.
Bakes is selling white rice buckets,
pinto
bean buckets. Oh, and yeah. Oh, by the way, they're $50 for like 4 grams of white rice, and that would probably only cost us at Bush's $1.99, but he's charging.
But does it come in a bucket with Baker's name on it?
He's also selling Minuteman prepared meals, which are MREs basically, and vitamins.
Did you go to his store, Trudy, online?
Yeah.
Did you notice that when you go to his website, it says, online ordering is temporarily unavailable, so please call us. And there's a phone number.
Oh.
Oh, so my God. I found Lewis Canode's gravestone.
Oh, really?
Look.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. He died in 94.
Well, he was pretty old.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say he was born
in 27. How about that gravestone?
Oh, it's got a radio. I didn't even notice. It's got a radio and a mic.
Yeah, it's got a radio on it.
That's cool.
Hold it up to the camera, Mark.
Oh, well, let me see. I can't see you guys right now. Hang on. Let me click this real quick, Brandon.
Don't worry about it.
No, I wanted to be able to make sure the camera can see it.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, my God. That's pretty cool.
It makes you almost want to die.
Do you think Betty Dobbins approved of that gravestone?
Is she next to him?
Yeah. Well, she he died first, so I guess she did. She probably bought it.
She was good with it.
Yeah, maybe she was on the air.
It's a hell of a gravestone.
It's pretty cool.
Lewis must have been making pretty damn good commission back then.
He got it. He got in the biz at the right time.
Oh, boy.
Brandon, were you going to play that Baker audio, the one where he's mad about his silver or no? Bakes!
It didn't end up being the right video.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, we can just click a random one and see what happens.
Yeah, I was just curious to hear what he's talking about these days. Cause
I know my grandpa, like I've said it a bunch of times, my grandpa bought a bunch of this food. And to tell you the truth, there's probably a lot of doomsday preppers and people who've bought stuff off Jim Baker who are saying, hey, I got food to last me a couple of years thanks to Jim Baker.
No, Bakes is a powerful voice, and I think we should be aware of that. And hear whatever.
And when we see all of these extremes
Bakes!
Constantly hitting us, we have an extreme problem. But, you know, they're trying to attach it to a lot of things that have political agendas behind them.
People are
such
not
as
socially
global warming,
distancing.
I believe that's mostly
that
a political agenda.
No.
But the real issue with the weather and everything else on the earth has to do with sin and wickedness or righteousness.
Oh my God.
That's what the whole
Hallelujah.
Earth will cry out, you know, because of the shedding of innocent blood.
Yes.
The earth cries out and things yes. like that. That's what throws nature off more than dumping CO2.
I have felt, and I was afraid to share with anybody,
there's bags.
Thanks.
That this flood is from God. It's a judgment on America somehow. Great.
Same line.
Am I off, or do you feel like it could be?
I think yeah. she's flooded.
I think anything like this, it's not by
neither
accident.
Neither one of you, you're both talking out of your
these
ass.
These kinds of things don't happen by accident.
People believe it.
What I tried to tell the church
leaders. People die in these things, so apparently they
New
behave so badly they deserve to die.
Yeah.
When it bakes.
Bakes!
God. And now my mom's got all my grandma's old food because we didn't know what to do. Should we throw it away? Well, it's still good. All you got to do is add water. So I'm pretty sure my mom is sitting on about 900 pounds of rice. And
go get it, man.
Whatever kind of chicken you could just add water to and boom, you got a whole meal.
Brandon has already had dinner tonight, by the way. I saw him eating before the show.
That was my lunch.
That was your lunch? That was a late lunch.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had chicken and potatoes. My wife is.
It always gets plated up for him too. It's kind of.
I'm
nice.
Gonna. I'm gonna have a COVID 35. I'm.
I can't believe you could
really
ever say anything
fat.
Bad about that woman.
I need to do some sit-ups. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got a lot of calories. That's for sure.
How's it going being at home, quarantining?
It's difficult for me. I mean, certain people handle it differently. You know, I don't handle it very well because I'm normally not here. I have a routine where I just see different places or just at least get out. And right now it's not even like, you know what, I'm going to run to the store for a minute. You know,
you just can't do
that.
Why don't you just do that in the morning? Just get in the shower, go, see you later, honey. I'm going to work and just drive around for a while.
Because she's extremely busy. She's working very, very hard during this, you know, as many people are from home.
Take Maddie with you.
Well, I guess I could.
No, and take her on an errand, just drop her off. Instead of make it your errand and make it seem like it's hers. You know, like you did before?
No, before I decided to walk away.
He just got up and left. He went out on a high note.
I know.
He didn't care what your response was going to be. He has to go poop.
No. But Madeline is walking, and
she is.
I'm having a lot of fun being able to spend a lot of time with her.
Now you're in the fun part where she's walking and gets to run away and gets a little more independent. And
it's fine.
Back.
It's all been fun.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I mean, these are formative years, so that's great, Brenda. You guys spending all that time together.
And daycare finally did shut down, so I don't have to pay them, which is great.
Oh, really? They're not keeping? Because I have a buddy that sends his kid to daycare. And he was bitching because they weren't returning any of the money while they were shut down because they're like, we don't have a choice, which I think is kind of, you know, bullshit in a way.
A lot of these daycares, they are so, you know, backed up that you can't get in there. So a lot of times if someone decides, you know what, this quarantine thing, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, cancel daycare. Well, now the next person on the line gets your spot and somebody will pay. Just to have that spot.
I understand that. If you're paying, though, for a service and that service isn't provided for whatever reason, even if it is an act of God or an act of 5G, why should you have to pay for it? Can't they just hold your spot till it's done?
Well, they finally did that.
Oh, they did. Okay. Well, my one buddy, where he sends his kids, they wouldn't.
Right. Some places still won't do it because daycare and good daycare places are in high demand at times.
The daily, this person trying to get out of prison story. Did you see today's this person trying to get out of prison?
Okay, let's see. Yesterday was Pharma Bro Martin Shkreli.
Yep.
The day before it was NYW Mello.
Got it.
The day before Tekashi 6ix9ine successfully got out.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Today is the retired NFL wide receiver Mark Ingram Sr. You know, his son won the Heisman Trophy at Alabama and is still playing.
Right.
He is in Milan at the federal penitentiary for, I want to say it was drug money laundering or. Really?
Nice ass.
Really?
Sorry about that.
I looked up at the screen and just saw Brandon's ass as he's farting.
Oh, come
into the
on.
Mic.
No, the mic's picked that up from a distance.
No, it didn't. You put your butt right up to the microphone.
How long has Mark Ingram Sr. been in?
That's a great question. It's only a 21-month federal prison sentence, but he wants to get out during the coronavirus outbreak, according to his lawyers. And one of the reasons they're saying he should get out is because he has dementia, which is very sad, except that he's 54. I mean, I know he played NFL, so maybe it's not dementia, or maybe it's CTE dementia. But I thought it was really interesting because the prosecutors were like, dementia does not make you more susceptible to the coronavirus, so we don't think you should get out.
What if he is out and he's violent? I mean, what happens with people who are let out because of coronavirus?
Did Ingram get let out?
No, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if they've just filed the petition. I don't think there's been a hearing yet. They do say that his memory problems have gotten worse in the last year.
Well, as long as if somebody's going to be responsible for him, I want, in cases like that, if they do actually end up letting him out, to have someone who takes responsibility and will serve any time for any crime they commit.
Yeah, well, I would think in this case.
Same with parole boards. They also can go to prison for the crimes that people they parole commit. Nobody will ever get paroled.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I think every day we're going to see something like this. And, after reading Charlie's story in Deadline Detroit, I'm blown away by that story. That
story was awful. Did you read his story?
Yeah, no, I didn't even like. It's just disturbing. I mean, this guy is. The part that's horrible is, you know, he's in jail for a DUI. Mm-hmm. You know, probably not his first. Probably not his first crime, or he wouldn't have been in there 6 months. He's in Wayne County Jail, and he is really sick. And he's calling his girlfriend and telling her, you know, I'm really sick. I'm scared. And, you know, he's not only sick, he's incontinent. And. I mean, he's 50 years old. He's a Ford worker. He works at the truck plant in Dearborn. Yeah. So, I mean, he's obviously physically got to be on the ball.
Yeah.
And he gets so ill, they finally do release him.
I thought it was interesting. His girlfriend told him to go into a common area and start coughing on everybody.
Yeah, that was her solution to get attention as well.
Yeah, he was getting no attention.
Start coughing on everybody and, you know... He probably infected a lot of prisoners that are also out now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, did they say how much he was actually coughing on people?
No, she said that was you know what she suggested.
Right.
She did say, and that's what he did. So I don't, you know, to what extent he was coughing on people, I don't know. But you know, they just let the guy out. They don't give him a test. They don't give him any instructions.
No, they put him on a bus.
They gave him a bus ticket. That's it. They didn't even take his temperature.
I personally, I'm just, this whole DDoT thing is, how can you run a bus system? I don't understand it. And I realize people need to get places, but how many essential people are really on every DDoT bus? Do we really know? Are all those people essential?
Yeah, probably. No, you're probably right.
I mean, if you can't provide transportation for yourself,
are you that essential?
I mean, I hate to be rude about it, but I'm just saying.
I kind of agree with you.
Shouldn't the businesses that have people who are essential be responsible for their transportation, and then DDoT?
Yes, they should
stop functioning so that people will stop going places who aren't supposed to go.
Yeah, and the rides are free, so. You know, there's drivers, and I don't think this is a big secret, who say some of these people are just riding because the bus is free. They can ride anywhere.
Hey, Brandon, you want to go on a DDoT bus ride?
No, I've totally rescinded all of the dangerous activity that I was going to do with, you know, February and early March, Brandon.
Wait, oh, that's interesting. You said early March, Brandon. Because someone was suggesting you were trying to push it as February, Brandon.
Well, yeah, and that's why really I had to say it that way this time, because someone got very angry with me when, in reality, we were talking about the origin of
I think it's more mid-March,
my defiance.
Mid-March Brandon was pretty defiant, too.
Early April, I think. Fair, reasonable way to state it.
He's not reacting to that comment at all.
Well, can he not hear me?
Oh, he can hear you. He's just mad.
I'm not angry.
You want to put on an episode of Cops?
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's a really good
kidding
one.
Me?
The new episode, 24 minutes in. It's a domestic disturbance, and I'm not making light
Great.
Of domestic disturbance. But it's funny because the cop gets there, and you can pretty much tell within the first minute who the hothead is.
Okay.
And it's not who you think it would be.
Well, Drew, I don't know if this is going to be the episode. I'm not sure if this is the latest, but we did get several messages on the boner line about a very fantastic rack that occurred on Cops.
Oh, recently?
Yes.
Is this the one?
Yeah, that's it. The last one that's up there. The newest one, technically.
And you said 20?
Yeah, 24 minutes in. It's just when the third episode starts. It's like 5.5 minutes long, I think.
Okay. The name of this episode is New Car Smell.
Oh, that's because a guy stole a car from a lot, and it still smelled like a new car.
Cool. God, that is a great.
After he got chased around.
Isn't that a great smell?
It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Yeah, Brandon, you know, when I was watching before. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Officer's kind of cute.
She's cute.
Never had any issues.
So Jordan Cobb.
I don't change anything about what I do. We're about to pull up to a residence. Reference to a physical altercation in progress. Looks like a couple people still involved. It seems to be still in progress at the moment. Ma'am, come here. Ma'am, come here. Okay, come here. Look, talk to me. Talk to me. What's your name? Ma'am, what's your name? Hey, can you get your dog, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, what's going on?
Rocky.
Okay, well, right now you're being detained, so if you walk away, you're going to be placed under arrest for resisting.
Okay, cool.
Talk to me.
Get on my
ass. Okay, what's going on?
Nothing. He's a puppy that you get. What's going on?
Who is he? Who is he?
His mother's slow. This is what's happened because his mother's a
Who's he to you?
His mother's a bleep bleep.
His mother's slow, she said.
So do you think the bleep bleep is his mother is an effing retard? I think that's what the bleep is.
Maybe.
This woman, by the way.
Seems lovely.
Is gross. Huge boobs, though, Drew.
I really wasn't
that must be it.
Impressed with her in any way, shape, or form.
She's kind of a slob.
Dumb bitch! Dude,
we're not
going to
go inside right now. We're not going to go inside right now. Okay?
He's a real slob.
Four times.
Megan, just
Megan.
No.
Dude, don't touch
no.
me.
Don't touch
me. Megan.
She's yelling at the cop.
Megan.
Come here. Come here. Touch. Put your hands behind your back now.
Megan,
touch me. Megan, put your hand behind your back now.
Pretty hard to tell who the aggressor is here.
Yeah, you think? I think it's Megan.
What? You just cheated on me anyway.
You cheated on me anyway. We are done. She just broke up with her husband on Cops.
Is that what this is all about?
She's her boyfriend. They just broke up on Cops.
Well, I mean, it's official, right?
And then she, I think he said we're far from done, dear. Is that what that said? It's weird. So maybe they didn't break up. I don't know. I think they broke up.
Who's that other lady?
That's his mom, the one that's slow. I mean, she said it's slow.
She doesn't look slow.
She talks, I think.
You're not being placed under arrest, but you're going to be detained, okay? Listen.
Don't talk to me anymore.
Okay.
Don't talk. Serious?
Sit inside.
Please.
Are you going to talk to me or am I going to go over his story?
You're going to talk to me? He literally just called the cops.
Watch your foot.
Well, I think she knows that because she is the cops.
Did you see anything that happened?
No, I didn't. Okay. But I'm going to tell you that they argue because they freaking start drinking.
Okay. Are you neighbor?
No, I'm her mother.
Oh, okay.
Are you the small mom?
I'm going to make contact with the victim, make sure he's okay. What's going on?
Well, I called the cops because we were drinking some wine.
Okay.
And she literally started talking about my mom being slow and so, of course, I defended my mother. Mm-hmm. I have her mother living with us for the past 2 years. And she literally, look, her son and her mother had to stop her from hitting me. She shredded his shirt off my back.
Whoa.
That's when I called 911. I made
glad the son could see all this.
What happened other than the shirt being shredded?
She punched me in the face three or four different times.
Where at?
Like, in the face. I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where they are right now.
Okay. Where'd she hit you in the face, though?
He is a little soft. Like, I agree with her.
He's really soft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She called him a pussy twice.
She said he's a pussy. She threw things around. Just my garage is trash. You want to come in? You're welcome.
Are you okay?
Okay. Is that where the argument happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Maybe we should get something going with the cops since he just broke up with her.
I didn't want her in jail. The only thing I wanted to do was defuse the situation because who wants to get their ass beat by a female?
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Oh, nice job defusing it.
I can barely see. It started right here in this kitchen.
Okay.
Go home to your mom, darling.
And just started trashing the garage right here.
Okay.
Look at all this shit.
What a shit.
Okay. Do you need minutes for any reason?
No.
Okay. Look at me for a moment. I'm just looking at your face.
Okay. Is that what all this red's from? Mm. Okay. You don't have any of that.
The garage is just a mess, and he blamed it on her.
I was on the cops on the phone with you guys the whole time she was hitting me.
Okay.
She goes, "You piece of shit, you scumbag, you want to call the cops? And this is it. This is the end of us." And I'm like, "Well, it is what it is, but I'm not just going to let you hit me and me act out."
Are you guys married?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You guys both live here?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you guys lived here together?
Less than a month.
Okay. And then you have the kid.
I'm a police officer.
Okay. All right, let's walk back up front.
He got dumped on cops.
Clean out the garage.
He's missing. Can I see him? Okay.
Oh, she found the glasses. The glasses have been located.
Yes. He has some red and bruising to his face. And the
I gotta tell you, he put them on. I kind of want to smack him off him again.
I didn't see any bruises.
Miss Megan.
Maybe she's calmed
down. Can you talk
to
me for a moment?
For what?
Because I want to get your side of the story, so I'm not getting it one-sided.
For what?
When it comes from his mouth. It always is.
Okay, but that's why I want to give you the respect and get your side of the story.
No, I want to know what you're going to do, regardless of my side. I want to know.
Okay, well, I'm going to read you something, so I need you to listen, okay?
Of course you are. Did you read him?
Okay.
Did you read him?
I'm going to read you something, okay? No, I don't have to. I have to ask
you.
You
don't have to read him?
No, he's not being detained. You're detained.
He's not being detained? Nope. For getting me in there?
Okay. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have a present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any question if you wish. You can decide at any time to execute these rights, not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand these rights, Megan?
Just shut the door, please.
Heads up.
Okay, well,
just
he
shut
has
the
marks
car door.
And witnesses, so you're going to be taken.
Marks and witnesses?
Okay, Megan, so we're going to go for simple domestic battery, okay? Cool. You're going to be placed under arrest for that tonight.
Cool, he has totally marks. Okay, sure he does.
All right, Miss Megan.
He's got an illegal car up there that he drives every day. Do y'all know that? He switches VIN numbers on vehicles left and right.
What a
and he
narc.
Drives around Marion County every day. His car is illegal.
Telltale.
There's a fake VIN on that car right now.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Okay. All right, Miss Megan.
Oh, her point was, you think you know everything and you don't.
What a jerk.
At the end of the day, especially in front of our children. This is the first time
I know.
So it's like, do I let it get to that point where I snap in my head?
No, you need to call us so it doesn't escalate. Have a good night, okay?
I want you two to kiss each other.
Holy crap.
What?
Trash. I love when she rats him out at the end for the,
for
the scraped VIN number.
If she thought there's any chance of getting back with him, that's done.
No, she dumped him on cops. There's no greater insult than getting dumped on cops.
And now the world knows he lives at his mom's house.
That is so cool, though.
Who's slow.
I know, his slow mom. Well, he's half his mom, so he's got to be kind of slow. Oh, boy, what a bitch. And his mom, I don't know, I thought she actually presented herself fairly well.
Yeah.
Who yells at somebody that their mom? Your mom is slow. Nice argument.
So I noticed your home smells of feces.
Okay. So if you remember in 2008, what generation was hurt or complained the most about the economic crisis?
Oh, stop.
Oh, well, by that answer, it sounds like millennials.
Well, because they complained about the most. I'm not sure if they were hurt the most, but they complained the most.
Who was hurt the most?
I mean, you would think people that were in their 50s would
about
be hurt
to retire,
the most because they can't. How do they make it up?
I would say boomers, yeah.
But they boomers didn't have a lot to say about it. They just went back to work and shut up.
Mm-hmm. We do.
The last time a serious economic downturn hit in 2008, Evan Shade was
okay,
in high
boomer.
School. And the crisis seemed like a news event that happened to other people. This time, as the coronavirus has brought the economy to its knees, it's become a personal affair. Well, non-essential business closed last month.
What a jerk. So because he didn't
care. So now he cares.
He didn't care when he was a kid that it happened to other people, like his parents.
Shade lost his job at a carpet store and almost all of the shifts in his second job at a coffee shop.
Go home to your mom, darling.
His girlfriend was laid off from a different coffee shop.
Are you okay?
The money they have in their bank account, a little more than $1,000, is enough to cover only this week's $800 rent check. Forget about his $300 student loan payment or the health insurance he was hoping to finally sign up for. A couple have spent their time at home applying for unemployment and fruitlessly looking for new work.
Now, I do kind of feel bad for him because he's got a student loan, and did that help him get the job?
Why is his rent this week's? Oh, I guess it's for the month. Okay.
Student loans are all deferred right now for the most part, unless you...
Oh, then he doesn't pay the $300 then.
And plus, to tell you the truth, it's...
Why did he just not pay his rent like everyone else?
there's no better time right now than to pay your student loans, by the way, because everything's interest free.
Oh.
At least when I went on to pay my student loans, that's what it said. It says, hey.
Well, you should,
should
call this guy.
Anyway, Caitlin, the girlfriend, says, I know so many people my age who are going through the exact same thing. So I guess this is only affecting people
only her
age?
Only her and her friends.
Well, the past few years were largely good ones for the American economy. That did little to help set millennials up with a solid financial foundation. Overloaded.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Credit card debt and student debt, and underrepresented in the housing and stock markets, they entered this uncertain period with significant obligations and few resources.
Well, everything happens to them. They don't do anything, Drew.
Going into the financial crisis of 2008, Generation X was roughly the same age as millennials today, but had on average twice the total assets that millennials have now when all bank accounts, stocks, and loans are added together.
Yeah.
Cornelis is done by the New York Times.
Yeah, because you're fucking cool, bro.
Yeah, you just put your head down and keep moving.
Yeah,
that's all we
like
do.
Wearing flannels and stuff.
Yeah, instead of blaming everything.
Yeah, just
everything else.
Just laid back, throw a little money in the account, and move on.
You just keep working. Stop wasting time whining.
Why are millennials have a lot of credit card debt? I'm not sure I understand why. Why should they have a lot of more credit card debt than other people?
Experiences, Drew. You don't want to be some old boomer going on vacation. I mean, look how that would look in an Instagram photo.
Yeah, boy.
You got to do it when you're at your hottest and have all those experiences.
Yeah, boy.
You know how much credit card debt I have?
How much?
$0.00.
Whiner.
Wow.
Well, good for you.
Well, good for you.
I think that's my favorite drop right now, by the way.
It's a good drop.
Well, good for you.
I don't know why. You know,
my next favorite drop right now is
that dude's dying ASAP.
A drop that's really grown on me, and it sounds really weird, but it's really grown on me, is good luck with your podcast.
I'm not nuts about
it. It's so random, but
Yeah.
I mean, it's just funny that
the
guy...
Good luck with the podcast.
It's funny that the guy ever said that to us.
Well, he's being very genuine, too.
I know he is. He's getting mocked.
Good luck with the podcast.
Getting mocked constantly, over and over.
Is that the guy? Who is that guy? Is he the guy that went to Trump University?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. Hmm. It's a valuable degree he got. He was very happy about it.
Trump University. Yeah, no one, when's the last time anyone thought about Trump University?
I mean, Trump University degrees have got to be very valuable these days.
Sure. They'll get you everywhere. Could get you hired in the administration soon.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to do a Facebook Live, and then Brandon, as you can tell, he's been bogged down with that Best Of show. I mean, to the point that he can't even put together a boner line. He's just been completely...
I would love to pass the duties of a boner line to anybody else. I wouldn't. I can't currently give that duty to Mark, though, because he is running 9 shows a week.
Well, why didn't you cry about it?
I just
saddle bags
that you were bogged down and you couldn't do it.
I'm working my ass off. I swear to God. Plus,
I know. I was just saying that.
Well, good for you.
Trudy, how are things with WLLZ these days?
Oh, everything's good. I mean, there are only like 4 people in that big giant building. So
are you still going in?
I am still going in.
Oh, man.
Hang on there, because everybody who
that dude's
is going
dying
in,
ASAP.
We have to answer that county survey every day. Oakland County has a survey now that asks what your temperature is. And
oh, really?
Have you been around? Have you been out of the country? Although, if you do it day by day.
The nice thing is that when you get coronavirus, you'll know.
which box do you check, anal or oral? Do you have to check which way the temperature is taken?
I do down there first and then up top.
Oh, so. Trudy, that's the ATM
wrong way. I know that's the wrong way, but it's the most accurate.
Is Mojo still coming in?
Mojo's still there, yeah.
He is?
Mojo Spike.
How much of his staff is there?
You know what? I never see them because they're always in the studio.
Crowding up.
Yeah.
Maybe three or four people. Possibly.
Really? So only like 3% of his staff is working?
Yeah. No, not as many people, obviously, as before. But some people may be working from home because a lot of people are phoning it in, so to speak, from home.
There was a survey of people who are working from home and how many people are drinking alcohol.
Right.
While at work.
On the job.
And, of course, you know, most people would it's probably underrepresented because people will lie.
Yeah, they'll lie.
But, God, I got to find the number because I saw it. I was like... It seems about right, but that also seems high, and that's probably why a lot of companies aren't totally nuts about having all their guys working at home all the time.
My neighbor across the street, she's been laid off the last 2 weeks. She was just getting bombed in the front yard. She was like, screw it, it's Wednesday. I got nothing to do. I'm out of things to watch. I'm out of house projects. So her and her dog, beautiful day outside, sitting in the front lawn, just chugging, getting wasted.
Why not?
Yeah, we should, actually, right? But I didn't know they allowed that kind of thing where you live, though. Seems ooh, like it's kind of...
What do you mean, where I live?
Well, it's a little fancy.
It seems like it's upper crust.
Yeah, a little stuffy up there.
A nice neighborhood. People just getting hammered in the front yard. And it's completely normal.
Other people smoking.
Neighbors are lauding it.
Other people smoking in the garage.
Yeah, not you. That happens.
I'm talking about other people.
Trucks catch on fire in the driveway.
It's a nice neighborhood.
There's a lot of deer. Yeah.
Lots of deer. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
And they're out in droves, right? And normally they are in my subdivision anyway. They're always out here, including massive bucks. That it's insane to see the size of these things. 12 points. But
well, no wonder that girl's sitting outside. She's watching nature and getting hammered.
But I mean, there's deer coming pretty much everywhere. We keep seeing all these pictures of wildlife on the streets of India and, you know, everywhere across the world where, because of social distancing and people staying home, the animals are trying to take back the habitat.
Ugh.
Oh, well, I've got tons of deer in the backyard, and they pooped all over.
Ugh. Send Zeus out there to go take care of it. Hey, wait, it's 7 o'clock. Is the bath running?
Yes, it is.
Zeus, yeah. Are you nude?
I thought I heard something.
Are you nude, Zeus?
You can hear that, Drew? Jeez, rabbit ears.
He must be in the bath because he's not even replying. Video's off.
He is so naked right now.
He's totally
naked. Just shut up.
Well, anyway, tomorrow we're going to do a Facebook Live, and then, as I said earlier, the show that Brandon works so hard on, it's probably going to be a huge show because I know he spent so much time on it. Bogging him down. And that'll air. We'll have that with the download and the Facebook Live. We'll probably go along on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And put out that best of along with the Facebook Live. So... why don't we get out of here? Get back to real life. And let's see. There's nothing to promote because there's nothing to promote. No one has anything to promote.
There's nothing going on. There was this fun story about, see Hillary Clinton and what Michael Moore said about the 2016 election.
I did not. I remember Michael Moore saying that there was people throwing an atom bomb in when they elected Trump.
He offered... to get him and Amy Schumer and Bill Maher and a group of comedians to write jokes for her for the debate. And he claims he took it to the campaign and they turned it down because Amy Schumer's too dirty, which I'm sitting there, okay, well, Maher can be pretty dirty too. And all I could think of is I so wish they would have done it because she would have blown every delivery of every single joke.
Oh, hell yeah. And her delivery is always like this.
Yeah.
What made them think that she was going to do jokes? I mean, there was no way she was going
to
do that.
Well, because Michael Moore is saying about how Trump has thin skin and you really need to attack him, and they're offering the right jokes for her. I don't know. It was a really stupid story, but once again, it showed that, yeah, she just didn't get it again.
Who wrote the Chapter 11 joke, though? Somebody wrote that. You know?
That was pretty good.
Right. And that was horribly delivered, too. He's written lots of books on business. Most of them in Chapter 11.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow and get you into the weekend with Brandon's. He's worked so hard on this show. You're going to love it. It's really good.
Is that Mr. Clark? Hello,
yeah.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Are you in your car or in your home?
I'm just on my car.
Oh,
goddamn.
Oh, bummer, bummer, bummer.
This really just sucks.
What time did you get the wake-up call?
Let's see, 4:45.
4:45, and then, did you just fall back asleep and you woke up and realized you were going to be way late?
You got it.
Okay. Oops!
I mean... I was just like, oh, no problem. I know I'll get up. You know, by then the TV had come on, my alarm had been going. You know what I mean? Everything had been blasting and everything. Was, oh, yeah, I'll get up.
Well, why don't I tell you what, why don't you call back at the end of the commercials, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. You can either maybe do the first 10 or 15 minutes on the phone, or maybe we'll do an instant replay from the last couple of days. We've got some stuff, some good replayable stuff lately here, so, or we could just, yeah, I don't know, we could chat on the phone.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, or we could replay something. All I know is I can't believe it. If I turn remote control on, the TV came on. I remember seeing Eric Smith for a second, and that was it.
Save the excuses, please. I want to hear them when you come in, and we can fully enjoy them. Did you watch any of the cable news coverage of the Kerry commercial?
Yes, I did.
Did you feel like you had a better grasp of it last night than you did yesterday?
A little bit, but you know what?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Boy.
That was very Christina-esque.
Stress. What's going on? Wait.
Hey, move your ass! Hit you?
Nosy traffic jam. Traffic report will get me out of this one.
Hey, Stress, what's going on?
This thing, no accident. It's very boring out here. Just be a problem. A couple
Boy, you're breaking up.
No.
It almost sounds like you are in traffic.
I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on your cell phone.
I'm always on my cell phone.
No, I mean, it's breaking up.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, it was. It's fine now. But that's amazing. No, it really sounds like... It's funny because some people, I don't know, there's all kinds of speculation about Stress and how much traffic he really covers and... How often he's really out there in it.
Well, I like to keep those kind of thoughts going so that, you know, I want to keep people thinking about me. So if I can create a shroud of mystery around me and my traffic, I can increase my profile.
Okay.
And I think the phone cut out has something to do with the ass wipe in front of me going 30 down Lasser, by the way.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Lasser. That's good news.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
Yeah. Hey, breaking news. There's some breaking news. We got an email from Kim Adams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's some news. It's breaking news. But I'm not going to break it until... Why don't you come back to the building and see if you run into Mike somewhere and tell him to come by the studio.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'll look for him.
Yeah, give him a call. I guess he's close.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I didn't fall asleep for the remote control until, like, 6:03, you mean?
Oh, is that what happened to him?
It's only a rumor.
Wait, hold on. Andy from Lost wanted to say something to him.
Hey, pass the tardy sauce. Hey, pass the tardy sauce.
Care to join us, finally? Thank you.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Oh, boy.
That's a nightmare shell of traffic, right?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Okay.
I don't know where this update come from, but I understand Mike just got on 696.
Oh, he did? Okay, good.
It came over on a text message.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he text messaged? He texted you? He's listening.
Yeah, he text messaged me. He said he's trying to call you, but I'm trying up the hotline.
That's really weird. He rarely texts. I didn't even know he knew how to text on his phone.
I didn't know that. You know.
How was your vacation?
He'd be a super friend if there was a super friend whose superpower was always being late.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, anyway, we'll look forward to it.
I bet she's pissed off listening to that stuff.
I know. Well, I tell you what, why don't you text him back and just tell him to take his time. We'll be all right.
Have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, slow down. Okay, see ya.
You know, I think he's so concerned about his priceless commentary that he should stay on hold and jump in when he wants, but he'll hang up and be there soon.
Oh, well, have him call. Why don't you get off the phone so he can call in?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Shoot.
We've got to get him off the phone. Mike can't call in if he's on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
There he is. Yep. Hold on. Wait, is that Mike? Mike W. Clark? Hello? Mike?
Weird.
That's crazy. I thought he called. They called. You know what? It might have been Stress calling back thinking I cut him. He got cut off. Because we did have a line. There was a problem with the line. He was breaking up. He is in traffic. What's that?
Nice job playing along with a bit.
What are you talking about?
Thanks.
No, I mean Mike.
What are you talking about?
Anyway.
You know what they say? Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
See the Steven Tyler picture?
Yeah.
But Intruder of the Month is one. I mean, I love It's Your Ex-Girlfriend. I love a lot of their features, but Intruder of the Month is always a great one.
Who's the guy behind, who is this? A Pantera trucker hat.
Behind the Pantera Sebastian. Picture, there's someone, yeah, behind, yeah, the yeah, Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Someone's flipping the bird in the background, which, you know, it's just flipping the bird, getting a little tired, this business
then
of flipping the bird at cameras all the time.
Well, no! I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Halpern.
Yeah, you didn't even get the theme song this time.
I had an actuality just for you.
Oh, that was an extended situation. I'm working on a toy in our office I brought in this morning.
What'd you bring in?
It's like a marble thing. The marble goes around this track, and it's sort of like a suspension bridge, you know, and it's got all these...
Sounds like a lot of value to the show, that's for sure.
Shark and everything, and the guys are intrigued with it, and they wanted to play with it this morning, and
sounds
I
like
had some problems with it, because when I transported it, I did a little damage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the boys want to play with it, and I don't want them to play with it or even see it until it's ready to go.
Well, it's obviously something worth vacating the show for extended periods for, because I can tell when you do get it working that it's going to provide immense value to the program.
It's going to be worth it. You're going to want to take a wireless mic in there.
I'll tell you, it's a sight to see if you walk by the office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It takes up his entire desk.
It's pretty cool.
It's huge.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Story a few weeks ago from New York where the bars were using a machine that turns alcohol into a breathable mist. It generated a buzz on the club scene, but people were angry when they showed up, and it took 20 minutes to do a quarter of a shot. On this thing. One man complaining, "You can't get drunk."
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Halpern.
Oh, God. Ouch. Oh, man.
Welcome back.
I'm so bad.
We just haven't played these drops in a while.
Welcome back.
Yeah, Mr. Halpern.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. There's a lawsuit against Scott Stapp by a guy who was sort of the middleman for some drug treatment. Mary Kay Letourneau with Barbara Walters on Final 2020 episode. Says,
did you watch that, the preview they gave on Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should
she talk slow or what? What's
I
the matter
know.
With her?
I know. Angela wanted to know, did she have a stroke while she was in front of her brain damage? Anyway, she says that she has a bond that she formed with Billy Flowers.
Oh, shut up. He's 12.
And the bond, when he was 12, happened after the kissing got out of hand.
The incident was a late night that it didn't stop with a kiss. And I thought that it would, and it didn't.
Oops. She's only the biggest whore because then she's telling Barbara that it reminds me of things that used to happen before I was married when I thought I was going to go farther. It wasn't supposed to go farther than a kiss, and it did. She talks in that little baby voice.
I know. She does talk so
she's
slow.
She's ugly, too. She's gross. She hasn't aged well.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Halpern.
I was going through the emails.
And I watched the interview on Good Morning America with Stacey from The Apprentice last night, too. It was rolling in there.
Welcome back.
By
Thank
the way,
you very much.
Did you watch The Apprentice last night,
Thank
Judy?
You very much.
And C. Webb, it looks like... Spike on the phone?
In Hollywood.
He'll call them back.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Take your time.
Yeah, the guys are putting on a new roof, and they did that. Now they're working with a... Doing some interior work.
Well, just make sure they call during the show.
Okay. Well, they get there in the morning and...
They passed the tardy sauce.
We had to make some decisions on moving a light there.
Care to join us, finally? Thank you.
I mean, he'd be a super friend if there was a super friend whose superpower was always being late.
Oh, come on. This isn't even fair. Hey. At least I have a good attendance record.
Care to join us, finally? Thank you.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, sorry. Take your time. Take your time. Nobody's waiting for you. Take a call. Have a cup of coffee. Have a nice bagel.
Take a little nap. Fine.
I'm 2 weeks to handle this today.
Really? What? The roof's really bringing you down?
No, no.
Take your time. There's no hurry.
There's all kinds of swirling problems in my life right now.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
And Mark. Look at 3-1.
I'm way over here. I haven't hit a button in 2 minutes.
3-1.
I haven't hit a button in 2 minutes.
No one in here touched it.
Yeah, right.
There was a execution this morning of a paranoid schizophrenic who killed a couple 10 years ago against the recommendations of the parole board, though, because he was mentally ill. Texas decided, screw that.
Get him better.
Oh, yeah, killing so him anyway.
What? I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. You wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. You wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. You wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I stepped on a Sam Kinison mine. I stepped right on the mine. I have no legs. I'm sheared off at the knees.
I was watching your lips every second, and then as soon as I turned my head, you started opening your mouth.
God.
I didn't get on it as fast as I wanted to.
Now that was uncalled for. That was
being called for.
No, Mr.
Helper.
Oh, man.